Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hey, hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, we are at day 13 of Kamala Harris not being asked any questions at all about being the Democratic presidential nominee. We have all sorts of news coming, and here's the thing. You don't want to miss a minute. As a Daily Wire Plus member, you get uncensored, unfiltered, ad-free shows, the real-time breaking news alerts you need, and more. Join the fight right now at dailywire.com/subscribe. So, yesterday, the big news is that the United States secured, along with its allies, a deal with Russia in order to return some 16 people, including multiple Americans, from the Russians. The Russians have basically taken hostage a bunch of Americans over the course of the last several years, and the United States traded a bunch of murderers, terrorists, spies for these hostages. This was treated as a massive win for the Biden administration yesterday by the media and by the Biden administration itself. So what exactly was the deal? According to the Wall Street Journal, it's the largest prisoner swap between East and West since the Cold War. Russia has released 16 people, including Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter detained over a year ago and wrongly convicted on a false charge of espionage. The others included former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, as well as another journalist and activist who have opposed Vladimir Putin and his war in Ukraine. Russia, in return, has received 8 people, including a convicted murderer. So the people the United States got back were Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter who famously was taken prisoner by the Putin regime just about a year ago, Paul Whelan, who was taken prisoner by the Putin regime in 2018, a person named Alsu Kurmasheva, who is a Russian-American journalist who was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison in July when she was falsely accused of basically being a spy, a bunch of other UK Russian citizens, German Russian citizens. The Germans were involved in this exchange as well. So who is Russia getting back? In, again, one of these trade deals, like the one where we got back the WNBA player. Who exactly is Russia getting back? Well, they're getting back Vadim Krasikov, who was sentenced to life imprisonment in Germany in 2021 for shooting dead a former Chechen rebel leader in Berlin on Russia's orders. Anna Valerevna Doltseva and Artem Viktorovich Doltsev, who are apparently, these are the real names of Maria Rosa Mayer Munoz and Ludwig Gish, who posed as an Argentine couple in Slovenia and were charged in 2002 as Russian agents working across Europe. Another Russian national who is effectively a spy, who is released from Norway. A Spanish citizen named Pablo Gonzalez Yagyu, who was arrested by Polish authorities near the border with Ukraine in 2022 and accused of being a Russian spy. Roman Seleznev, the son of a Russian lawmaker, who had hacked credit card numbers in the United States, resulting in $169 million in losses, and was serving 27 years in prison in the United States. Vladislav Kilyushin, who's a Russian national who was convicted of hacking into corporate databases to trade on yet-to-be-released earnings reports from companies like Tesla. His company was conducting work for the Kremlin. He was released from the United States as well. And finally, Vadim Konoshchenov, who was an extradited Russian national to the United States on charges that he illegally smuggled microelectronics and munitions to the Russian military. So a bunch of spies, smugglers, one murderer, who are traded for a bunch of Western innocents. Now, it's great that we're getting back our people. That is a wonderful and good thing. The treatment of this as a massive triumph by the Biden administration betrays an enormous amount about the way that Americans think about foreign policy, particularly on the left and in the hallowed precincts of the State Department. The way that the West has become accustomed to looking at foreign policy is that the best foreign policy is where you end up trading a bunch of murderers and spies for a bunch of innocent people. That is like the best, that is the best case outcome. And that in and of itself is an extension of a generalized worldview, which says that the best foreign policy for America is where you lose slowly and with the least possible cost, not where you actually push to victory. It's part and parcel of a broader worldview that says, for example, that Afghanistan was a triumph, which is something that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have said. That Afghanistan, the pullout from Afghanistan, which left tens of thousands of American allies to be slaughtered by the Taliban and millions of women to be stuffed back into bags and back into basements so they can't go to school, and that left Americans behind, hundreds of Americans behind, and they got 13 American service people killed. That was a triumph, according to Joe Biden and his State Department team, and Kamala Harris, too. Meanwhile, if you have a nation like Israel that is fighting to victory in Gaza, that's bad. And what Israel should do is they should stop before they get to victory. Because, again, the best form of foreign policy is where you lose very, very slowly and with the least amount of cost to you. But the worst foreign policy is where you win. And this has been, again, it's not unique to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Unfortunately, this has been part and parcel of American foreign policy strategy on the left for decades. It's why America really has not won a full-scale victorious war since World War II. It's been a long time in America since we won a full-scale victorious war because we're always fighting to stasis. We're always looking for a way out. And so that is why you treat something that really should be treated as sort of an inevitable tragedy as a triumph. It is, in fact, a tragedy to trade murderers for American citizens, specifically because what you're doing is you are now incentivizing Vladimir Putin to take more Americans hostage. We know this because, again, in other countries that have been stupid enough to do this, namely Israel, this has been the predicate to more hostages being taken. The reason that Hamas took 250 hostages and then just kill everybody on October 7th is because they knew that they would get thousands of people who were murderers and terrorists released from prison in exchange for innocence. And they knew that because years ago, Israel made a hostage deal for a person named Gilad Shalit. He was captured in 2006 by terrorists in a cross-tunnel border raid, and he was held captive for over 5 years. And Israel ended up trading 1,000 terrorists, including Yahya Sinwar, who is the current military head of Hamas, for Gilad Shalit. And this was treated as like a big win. And it turns out it was just the predicate to more hostage taking and war. So the Biden-Harris administration, this is how they treated it. Gershkovich came off the plane yesterday, and Joe Biden was there to meet it. Of course. Now, Joe Biden is the same person who in a debate a month ago was saying that no Americans had died in Afghanistan. So he's perfectly willing to ignore the families of dead American soldiers. Well, he's meeting with trans influencers at the White House, but he's definitely going to be there on the tarmac when Evan Gershkovich gets back, and so is Kamala Harris, to present a happy face of diplomacy. Here's what it looked like. Now, again, Gershkovich is heroic. He was there, and there he's giving a big hug to Kamala Harris, getting a hug from the vice president, whose role in this was absolutely minimal, and President Biden giving a hug to the old man who doesn't even know where he is at this point. I mean, he's just standing there. He has no clue where he is. Gershkovich, by the way, is heroic. Apparently, he had to fill out a form in which he asked clemency from Putin or something as sort of a precondition to being released. And on the form, he asked Putin for an interview because he's a journalist, which is relatively badass, for sure. With that said, the way the Biden administration is treating this is a massive feat of diplomacy. Oh, diplomacy, magical diplomacy. Now, here is the thing. Diplomacy is a tactic. It is not a strategy. When you treat diplomacy as itself the strategy, it doesn't matter what the end is. It's just talking is what it's all about. What you end up with is bad deals and losing wars, which is kind of the name of the game when it comes to Joe Biden. So here was President Biden saying this was a feat of diplomacy and friendship. Ugh, what a masterful diplomat he is.
The deal that made this possible was a feat of diplomacy and friendship. Friendship. Multiple countries helped get this done. They joined the difficult, complex negotiations at my request. And I personally thank them all again. And I thank them personally, and I thank them again.
So President Trump, for his part, criticized the deal because he suggested that it's an embarrassment to give up terrorists in favor of Americans. Now, to be realistic, Donald Trump did make deals when he was president of the United States to get Americans back, and we had to trade some bad people for those Americans. So that happens to be true. It also happens to be true that these deals are never a triumph. They are not, just by nature. And all they do is, again, incentivize the world's worst actors to take Americans. Like, if I were Vladimir Putin today, seeing what he has now scored multiple victories on these sorts of deals. We got back Brittany Griner. We had to give up the Merchant of Death for Brittany Griner, for example. If I were Vladimir Putin today, I'd think very seriously about simply arresting 100 Americans on false charges in Russia, and then immediately saying that the only way that he would stop that is if the United States and its allies stop their support for Ukraine in the war. Like, why not? Obviously, diplomacy is the answer, is it not? Donald Trump put out a statement. He said, when are they going to release the details of the prisoner swap with Russia? How many people do we get versus them? Are we also paying them cash? Are they giving us cash? Please withdraw that question. I'm sure the answer is no. Are we releasing murderers, killers, or thugs? Just curious, because we never make good deals in anything, but especially hostage swaps. Our negotiators are always an embarrassment to us. I got back many hostages and gave the opposing country nothing and never any cash. To do so is bad precedent for the future. That's the way it should be, or the situation will get worse and worse. They're extorting the United States of America. They're calling the trade complex. That's so nobody can figure out how bad it is. Now, there's a lot of truth embedded in that. And these deals are always bad, which is why, frankly, America's enemies should be so intimidated by us that they don't just take Americans prisoner. Right now, there are 5 Americans being held by Hamas in terror tunnels in Gaza. And the Biden administration is busily telling Israel not to kill Hamas leaders. Again, this is what Joe Biden treats as a triumph. That is literally said. I mean, he was on the tarmac yesterday, and he was asked about Israel killing Ismail Haniyeh, who is the political leader and one of the masterminds behind October 7th. One of the leaders of Hamas. And he was killed in Iran earlier this week. And Joe Biden said it wasn't helpful to hostage negotiations. Again, this shows the prioritization. He's standing right next to Kamala Harris, who, of course, has nothing to say.
I'm very concerned about it. I had a very direct meeting with the Prime Minister today. And, very direct. We have the basis for a ceasefire. He should move on it, and they should move on it now.
Does the chance for a ceasefire ruin after the assassination of Haniyeh?
It's not helped.
Okay, so the question asked was, are the chances of a ceasefire ruined after Haniyeh was assassinated? He said it's not helpful. You know how many offers have been put on the table to Hamas to release the hostages? Also, what Biden should say there is Israel's going to keep killing the heads of Hamas until they release the hostages or agree to a ceasefire. That's going to be, I mean, that's not just what an ally would do. That's what the United States should do in the middle of a terror war, for example. But what the left considers to be a victory is just losing slowly with a minimum of possible costs. You know, so after Donald Trump criticized Joe Biden was then asked about that, and he sort of slammed Trump with a pithy but stupid one-liner.
Said repeatedly that he could have gotten the hostages out without giving anything in exchange. What do you say to that? What do you say to President Trump now, former president?
Why didn't he do it as president?
Sir, what is
Well, I mean, why didn't he do what when he was president? Most of these people were taken hostage while you were president, sir. And that didn't stop the media from celebrating this. Dana Bash said this is a mic drop moment. And this sort of stupid political coverage is really quite ridiculous.
I think that was what they call a mic drop moment at the end there. Why didn't you do it when he was president? No. What a historic moment. Watching and listening, President Biden now trying to finish out his one and only term and doing so with a tremendous, tremendous victory for these families.
Tremendous victory. Tremendous victory. I'm sorry, it's not a victory. It may be an inevitability. It may be something you had to do. I'm not arguing that. It is not a victory. More on this in just a second. Our voices are crucial when it comes to the fight for life, family, and freedom. And make no mistake, the attack on our values starts at conception. Preborn's network of clinics continues to shine bright in the darkest corners of our country where abortions take place every single day. If we can defend these innocent lives and continue to share God's love and compassion with them, we can impact generations to come, one heartbeat at a time. That's how Preborn shows expectant mothers the precious life growing inside them. Because hearing the baby's heartbeat on ultrasound is a complete game changer. We have 4 kids. We met all of them long before they were born. Think about what it would do for mom. Think about whether to keep her baby, to actually meet her baby before the baby was born. These ultrasounds have helped Preborn save over 280,000 unborn babies today. Your donation of $28 will sponsor one ultrasound and is critical to the battle for life. Let's join together and save as many lives as possible. Please donate. Just dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Once more, preborn.com/Ben. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby to get started. All right, coming up, the way that the American government is playing up this prisoner exchange is pretty amazing. Jake Sullivan from the NSA, he even got a little emotional. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So the way this administration is treating a hostage deal as though it is a massive victory is kind of appalling. Jake Sullivan, the way that they're playing this up is really kind of astonishing. Truly. Like the actual way that you should handle these things is that the hostages should quietly go home. That's how they should be handled. It is not a masterpiece of American foreign policy strength that you had to trade murderers for people who were illegitimately arrested in the first place. Here's Jake Sullivan doing showing his emotion.
From the president on down, we've stayed in regular and routine touch with them. I spent a lot of time with the families of Evan and Paul and Alsu. And most of the time, as you can imagine, those are tough conversations. But not today. Today was a very good day.
Well, wow. So much emotion. So much. Meanwhile, John Kirby, national security spokesperson, he was asked about the point that I'm making, which is when you trade terrorists and murderers for innocent people, aren't you incentivizing your opponents to take hostages? And he's like, no. What are you crazy? No, that's it. No. Here's John Kirby.
How do you
do something like this, achieve this kind of success, and at the same time not incentivize states to engage in this taking of people and convicting them and putting them in jail or holding them?
Yeah, look, I think it's an open question that precept is actually true, that negotiating a deal like this just encourages more hostage taking. The truth is, we haven't seen data that actually confirms that that's the case. I mean, even when you're not negotiating deals, bad actors like Russia, bad actors like Iran are still taking hostages.
That's ridiculous. If the United States was not constantly negotiating, and instead they were basically saying, listen, you take an American hostage and you will not be alive tomorrow. If that were the actual policy of the United States, there would be a lot fewer hostages being taken all around the world. But that is not the policy of the United States. The policy of the United States and the rest of the West is nicety. It is nicety, and it is not victory. Even the Washington Post knows that's bullcrap, what John Kirby is saying right there. According to the Washington Post, Putin's arrest tactics pay off as Russia brings home its own, even a killer. Well, yeah, obviously. Vladimir Putin on Thursday secured the release of spies, hackers, and his most coveted Russian prisoner in the West, an assassin linked to intelligence services convicted of murder in Germany. For the authoritarian Russian leader, it was the biggest victory yet, stemming from his willingness to violate global norms to extract what he wants from Western leaders. That's correct, of course. Putin hinted at his determination to win the freedom of the assassin Vadim Krasikov during an interview in February with Tucker Carlson, calling Krasikov patriotic without actually naming him and indicating he was open to a prisoner exchange involving American journalist Evan Gershkovich, whom Russia accused of espionage. Apparently, Western responses were often timid, either to preserve diplomatic and business ties to avoid escalation or to address domestic political imperatives. Those responses only emboldened Putin, according to analysts. Well, yup. Well, yes. The weakness of the Biden administration, the weakness of the left when it comes to foreign policy on these things has real consequences. Losing slowly is, in fact, the strategy of the left, which presumably is why the United States under Joe Biden just cut another disgusting deal, this time without even any leverage. They cut a deal with the mastermind of 9/11, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. According to the Office of Military Commissions, which is prosecuting the case against KSM, they entered into pretrial agreements with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two alleged co-conspirators, Waleed Mohammed Salih Mubarak bin Attash and Mustafa Ahmed Adam al-Hawsawi, all of whom have been held at Gitmo since 2003. They will now be spared the death penalty under a deal with prosecutors. Why? The answer is because Joe Biden wants to close Gitmo. And all that matters is surrendering slowly. That's all that matters, because Gitmo appears to be mean and bad. And you wouldn't want to hold prisoners at Gitmo. That's been a big left-wing talking point since the mid-2000s. Oh, my God, how dare we put terrorists who murdered Americans in an island prison? Oh, no, we should probably spare them the death penalty. A letter signed by Rear Admiral Aaron Rue, chief prosecutor for the OMC, said, quote, in exchange for removal of the death penalty as a possible punishment, the three accused have agreed to plead guilty to all of the charged offenses, including the murder of 3,000 people listed in the charge sheet. I mean, that's insane. So, of course, all the victims, families, like, wait, hold up. You don't get the death penalty for killing 3,000 Americans? What do you get the death penalty for around here? Judea Pearl, who's the father of Daniel Pearl. Daniel Pearl, of course, was the Wall Street Journal journalist who was beheaded by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his team. He says, of course we weren't consulted before they decided to kick the charges, before they decided to get the death penalty off of these people. Of course not. Why are they doing this? Because the only priority is appearing to end conflicts. And it doesn't matter if you lose. Losing is fine. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre saying Joe Biden still plans to close Gitmo before he leaves.
Does the president still plan to close Guantanamo Bay Prison before he leaves office? And is there a realistic pathway to do that in the next 6 months?
That's still something that the president wants to do and get done. As far as a timeline, don't have anything for you here. But obviously this is something that he wanted to be done under his administration. I just don't have anything else to read out or preview at this time, but it is something that he's determined to get done.
Again, that's the priority. That's the priority. Surrender above victory, always and forever. Meanwhile, the Kamala Harris running away from questions train continues to chug on. As I mentioned before, we are now on day 13 of Kamala Harris, the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party, anointed without a single vote in the primaries. She has not been asked a single question by the press. Zero. Zero. None. No adversarial questions for Kamala Harris. You wonder why? Maybe it's because she sucks at this. Like, she's absolutely terrible. All right, coming up, Kamala Harris, unscripted for the first time since being selected by the Democratic Party, at least to be the nominee. and it doesn't go amazing. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
80.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So somebody get Kamala Harris a teleprompter stat. So she got off teleprompter for a hot second during this meeting on the tarmac. So first, we should point out that she was there to just hug the people coming off the plane despite really having nothing to do with anything. Because she has to be there for the, now she's going to put that in her campaign ads. That's the important thing, is that she got a campaign ad out of this. She was asked about the magic of diplomacy. And she has moved beyond, I think, word salad, and we are now on to full-scale word slaw. She's got some mayo in there. She's whipping it up with the cabbage. And now she's got some nice word slaw going on. Here we go.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
What the f*** is she talking about? Like, seriously, what is she talking about right there? That sentence is so circular that actually it's become three-dimensional and it's spherical. It's a spherical question. Let me just read that to you slowly so we can try and chart out. Let's try a sentence diagram this one. You ready? This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy. So there are a few key words that she rests upon, like a fifth grader who didn't read the book. She read like the first five pages of the book, and now she has to come up with an answer. God, she's so bad at this. How is she possibly as bad at this, truly? You wonder why she's on teleprompter all the time? This is why she's on teleprompter all the time. There are a few things she likes. She likes power, and she likes significance and understanding. Those are the three. She tends to rest on that. The power of the significance of the understanding of the passage of time. Wow. God, she's awful at this. Get her back on teleprompter stat. So that's what they did. She showed up on the tarmac before she gets on the plane. And she shows up with a binder. She reads from the binder, and then she gets on the plane. And no one asks her a question. No one expects that she's going to be answering a question. It's truly amazing. Like, the press are so in the tank for her that they are just like, oh, slay, queen, slay. So here she was. She finishes her statement, and boom, she's off to the races. She's gone, just like Joe Biden for years. No questions. Zero.
Thank you all. My president, will you be meeting Evan and Paul when they return?
Great question. Will you be meeting them? And there she goes. And then she's up the stairs. Well, at least she can climb stairs, unlike our current president of the United States. She doesn't seem to have trouble with stairs. She does have problems, like the current president of the United States, with words and sentences. However, the reason she's running for the hills, obviously, is because she doesn't want to answer any questions about anything she has ever said. Ever. So a clip has now emerged from way back in her California days, where she was telling people that they should no longer say Merry Christmas because illegal immigrants are suffering. She is a radical. We all know that she is a radical, which is why the Trump campaign should focus in on the fact that she is a radical and make her answer questions. Force her to answer questions. Donald Trump has a giant spotlight. He needs to direct that giant spotlight at Kamala Harris and the fact that she is totally inconsistent, that she is an absolute liar, that she's flipped every position via surrogate in press statements for the last 2 weeks. This is the real Kamala Harris.
And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas. How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
How dare we say Merry... She's actually the Grinch. It's like the actual Grinch. She's coming down the chimney and she's going to steal presents or something. It's wild. Will she ask a question about that? I don't think so. Of course not. Of course not. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First.
Hey, everyone. This is Andrew Klavan, host of The Andrew Klavan Show, where we are continually laughing our way through the fall of the Republic. We'll talk about politics. We'll talk about culture. We'll tell you things that no one else will tell you. That is guaranteed. So watch The Andrew Klavan Show on Daily Wire Plus or listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Republic is going to fall. We might as well get the laughs.
Now, again, the goal of the Harris campaign is trot out celebrities and have her do speeches from teleprompter. That and if they can make that go for like 95 days, then they win the election. So that is their plan. Michelle Obama has now cut a Get Out the Vote video replete with entertainment celebrities and dudes doing makeup. So it's just solid.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's Michelle.
Hey, Ms. Obama.
Are you voting this year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course I am.
100% yes, obviously.
You already know.
Now it's your turn to answer the call. We are just 100 days away from the general election. From our local elected officials to ballot measures on reproductive rights, the environment, and our economy, our future is on the ballot. So are you voting this year?
Are you voting this year?
Are you voting this year?
Are you voting this year?
Join me.
Join me.
Join us. By getting registered and ready to vote with When We All Vote Today.
Now, I may be mildly out of touch because I only know about half of those celebrities. I'm not a member of the TikTok generation. But apparently, some of those celebrities included Shonda Rhimes, the Hollywood producer, and singer Raina Roberts, Kerry Washington, and, of course, San Antonio Spurs point guard Chris Paul, who they can only hope that this campaign doesn't blow up in the late stages in the way that Chris Paul's teams always do in the late stages of the playoffs. In any case, Kamala Harris, she's on the campaign trail yesterday, and by on the campaign trail, I mean she was reading from the teleprompter to a chorus of huzzas from people who already like her. She was in Houston, and she accidentally called herself the President of the United States, and the crowd was like, yes, yes! But don't worry, guys. They love Joe Biden, and they want him to remain.
As a United States Senator, I was proud to co-sponsor, and then as Vice President, it was my honor, with the President. With the President.
And then, of course, lie about her opponent. So she suggests that Donald Trump is going to pass a nationwide abortion ban, which is weird because Donald Trump literally removed all the abortion planks from the RNC platform. I highly doubt it.
And now he intends to pass a nationwide abortion ban to ban access to fundamental health care in every state.
That's what's going to happen. So she's got to lie about all of that. She has to lie. And then the other thing she has to do, of course, is she has to pose the moderate. So she is supposed to pick her vice president over the weekend. The widespread speculation is that the vice presidential candidate will probably be Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania. Again, that would be her smartest pick because he has like a 61% approval rating in a swing state. He also has in the past sporadically been in favor of school vouchers before running away from that. He has taken an anti-Hamas protesters position. He's been as moderate as Democrats get in this day and age. Let's put it that way. It doesn't mean he's not for the trouncing of the children. He's still for the trouncing of the children. But it does mean that for Democrats, he is a moderate, which is also why some of the Democratic base is upset with Kamala Harris possibly picking him. According to Politico, several top contenders have met in recent days with Harris's vetting team. Aides insist they are trying to tune out a lot of public hype around the contenders. There are people familiar with the process, and they say she has yet to truly whittle down the final list and may meet with several individuals before deciding. But apparently, she's going to announce who the candidate is Tuesday in Philadelphia. Well, Philadelphia happens to be in Pennsylvania. It would be a big shock at this point if it were anybody but Josh Shapiro. The vetting team has already met with Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, Tim Walz of Minnesota, who'd be a terrible pick, Andy Beshear of Kentucky, who seems an also-ran, Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, who's got some baggage. Apparently, her primary consideration is not who can excite the base. The question is, how do you get to 270 electoral votes? Is that impacted by the choice that you make? David Axelrod says the Democratic base is very enthusiastic about Kamala Harris. I don't think that's going to change. She has a chance now through this VP choice to broaden her base and send a message to the rest of the electorate that's open to her, and that's rare. So, again, I think that it is very likely that it's Josh Shapiro that would, in fact, be the smartest pick. So far, this 2 weeks, you got to hand it to him. I mean, the Kamala Harris campaign is running a smart campaign. The smartest campaign is keep her away from the cameras, at least when it comes to people asking her difficult questions. That is the smart campaign. It's ugly, and it's terrible for American politics, and it's pathetic that journalists are performing colonoscopies on Kamala Harris with their heads. But is it smart campaigning? Yeah, I mean, you got to hand it to him that it's smart campaigning. It is a bit of a risk for her to pick Josh Shapiro because, of course, there are a lot of people inside the Democratic Party who ain't fond of the Jews. Nina Turner, who happens to be one of these, now, she's enraged at the possibility of Josh Shapiro over on Chris Cuomo's show.
He labeled peaceful college protesters. He compared them to KKK.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong, Chris.
I know, to you.
Yeah.
He would argue,
and others,
I am against the radical fringe of my party on the left.
KKK
and
Lynch.
I am a moderate.
Come on now, Chris. We got to stop playing games with these people. Now, you might not have liked the college protesters, but comparing any college protesters to the mayhem and the destruction and the death that was caused by the KKK, really?
It's too much.
It's too much. Okay, so we'll see. Will there be enough members of the pro-Hamas caucus to push Kamala Harris off Josh Shapiro? If so, that'll be an excellent indicator as to her number one lack of political skill, because she could have a sister soldier moment where she actually says to the pro-Hamas people, okay, guys, we don't need you. We don't need you. And that would actually be a smart move because it turns out most of the electorate doesn't like that. She could appear moderate or she could double down on stupid. So it'll be fascinating to see who she picks. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign seems to be finally finding its footing against Kamala Harris. And that's led by the vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, who had an appearance yesterday that was quite excellent. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, Kamala Harris is, in fact, weird. They're trying to make her not weird, but she's kind of weird. You know what would be weird, however? If you would not use Pure Talk, that would be weird, because there's only one cell phone company that gives you free premium access to the media you actually care about. It's Pure Talk. This might be the best offer Pure Talk has ever come out with. Listen to this. When you switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk on a qualifying plan, you'll get a free one-year insider subscription to Daily Wire Plus. That is correct. Take advantage of unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot on America's most dependable 5G network for just $35 a month. And you will get 1 year free of Daily Wire Plus. The Daily Wire Plus insider plan gets you access to our entire library of movies, series, and documentaries, including Lady Ballers, What is a Woman, Mr. Bertram, Run, Hide, Fight, and more. Plus, you get all our daily shows uncensored and ad-free. The only way you can get this special offer is by going to puretalk.com/Shapiro. I'm telling you to stop overpaying for your cell phone plan for a very long time. If you haven't yet made that switch, now would be the best time. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro today. Switch to a qualifying plan. Get 1 year free of Daily Wire Plus Insider. Again, I've been using Pure Talk myself for years. Their coverage is excellent. You'll love it. Plus, get that special deal. puretalk.com/Shapiro today. Already coming up, the Trump campaign is finally finding its footing against Kamala Harris. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings, to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4660. 867. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
80.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It seems like the Trump campaign is finally finding its footing, its ground against Kamala Harris. The Trump campaign seems to finally, after 2 weeks, be finding its footing. So the attacks on Kamala Harris as to whether she is black or Indian, those are not the right attacks. The attacks on Kamala Harris about whether she passed the bar exam in 1990, those are not the right attacks. The right attack is very simple. Kamala Harris and her party are radical. They are weird. They say dumb crap all the time. Their positions are bad for America. Those are the right attacks. And we're starting to see the Trump campaign finally, after I think a little bit too long, find its footing and starting to label Kamala Harris, which is what they need to do. So yesterday, Donald Trump was asked about all of the weird attacks. We talked about this last week, about the fact that the Democrats have spent the last 2 weeks suggesting that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are weird. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is gallivanting around with RuPaul's Drag Racing company. So here is Donald Trump commenting on that.
They're the weird ones, and if you've ever seen her with the laugh and everything else, that's a weird deal going on there. They're the weird ones. Nobody's ever called me weird. I'm a lot of things, but weird I'm not, and I'm up front. And he's not either, I will tell you. J.D. is not at all. They are. I mean, who wants to have open borders where prisoners, that's weird, where prisoners and where mental institution patients are taken out of hospitals and jails and they're let into our country. That's weird. Who would want that policy? Who wants the men and women sports policy? Who wants to quadruple your taxes? The whole thing is weird.
Yes, yes, and more yes. This, over and over and over and over and over. J.D. Vance was put on the ticket because, obviously, he's a good defender of Trump. He is an attack dog. Again, I think there are drawbacks to J.D. Vance as a pick. But the big upside to J.D. Vance, that dude is smart. So J.D., and I've interviewed him before, obviously went to Yale Law School. He's a smart guy. And J.D. in a debate is going to just savage whomever the Democrats put up before him. So J.D. Vance was asked by the media about Donald Trump's comments about Kamala Harris and her Indian heritage versus being African-American and all this kind of stuff. And here was J.D.'s quite smart answer.
Do those comments give you pause at all?
They don't give me pause at all. Look, all he said is that Kamala Harris is a chameleon. She goes to Georgia 2 days ago. She was raised in Canada. She puts on a fake Southern accent. She is everything to everybody, and she pretends to be somebody different depending on which audience she's in front of. I think it's totally reasonable for the president to call that out, and that's all he did. I mean, look, she's running as a tough-on-crime prosecutor, even though she implemented open-border policies. She's saying that she wants to support the police, that she wanted to defund the police just 3 years ago. It's totally reasonable to call out the fact that she pretends to be somebody different depending on the audience she's talking to.
This, and more of this. Another one of J.D.'s events yesterday. He suggested that Kamala Harris kept the border open, which, of course, she did. He is down at the southern border right now. Kamala Harris is out taking photo op pictures based on diplomatic deals she had nothing to do with. And J.D. Vance was down at the border, a place that Kamala Harris famously did not visit when she was the non-border czar or something. Just J.D. Vance yesterday.
Kamala Harris came into office making promises, and she kept those promises to open the American southern border. They stopped deportations on day one. They stopped construction of the border wall on day one. We see the border wall sitting here, ready to be completed behind us, and that can't happen because of Kamala Harris's administration.
Vance continued. He said the Border Patrol agents are furious, which is absolutely true. I know the Border Patrol agents.
Have we ever had an American border policy that is so at odds with the people who are actually doing it? You talk to these Border Patrol agents, and they are enraged that the Harris administration won't let them do their job. They just want to keep people safe. They need a president who lets them do that.
He's right about all of this. And again, on the merits, if this campaign comes down to the merits, Kamala Harris will lose. She will. She's very, very weak. I mean, Kamala Harris is just, her levels of projection are insane. So Kamala Harris, campaign event last night, she suggests that Donald Trump is going to weaponize the DOJ. This is just insane. It's such insane projection. Her administration is currently, right now, weaponizing the DOJ against her political opponents, but she's accusing Trump of this sort of stuff. She is, I've said this before, she's an eggshell skull candidate. Like, you tap the eggshell skull of the Kamala Harris campaign, and that thing collapses like an egg. Here she was yesterday.
Recall, Donald Trump has openly vowed, if reelected, to be a dictator on day one. That he will weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies. That he will round up peaceful protesters and throw them out of our country. And
oh
even,
God.
Quote, terminate the United States Constitution.
She's ridiculous. She's ridiculous. By the way, the Democrats know she's ridiculous, too. This is the thing. It's all a lie. It's all myth-making. It's all them attempting to spin dross into gold. It's really amazing. The Democrats put out a tweet yesterday that really is an amazing tweet. I kind of love it. This tweet is a tweet of Republican praise for Kamala Harris. Here are the quotes. They said these quotes speak for themselves, according to the Democratic Party. What are the quotes? It's from Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. We obviously disagreed, but she's personable. Senator Lindsey Graham, I always found her pleasant to deal with. Senator Mike Rounds, we work together well. We still say hello to each other. Senator Marco Rubio, I don't remember any problems with her on the committee. Senator Mitt Romney, very personable and knowledgeable. Okay, you know what those quotes are? Those quotes are the have a great summer in the yearbook quotes. Right? You barely know somebody in high school. You don't really like the guy. And then the guy comes up to you and he wants you to write something in the yearbook. And you're like, have a great summer. This is the have a great summer yearbook quote that Democrats are now trotting out. They're like, we're friends now. We're friends. She's really bipartisan. She's really a moderate. See, Senator Mike Rounds said that we say hello to each other. Good job, guys. It's going, man. You guys are great at this. You're so great. In my own personal case, it's very reminiscent of when somebody wants me to endorse a book. I don't feel like reading the book, or I think the book is bad. And so what I write on the back cover or something, just as a favor, is like, this person is very nice and writes something absolutely anodyne. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And meanwhile, you know what's not ridiculous is the current situation of the economy. So all of the underlying fundamentals have been ignored for the last 2 weeks because there's been so much drama about Joe Biden dropping out of the race and Kamala Harris replacing him and all this kind of crap. Well, it turns out that U.S. hiring is significantly slowing because the inflation had to be brought under control. The Federal Reserve had to increase those interest rates. And now it's starting to be felt in the job markets. So in July, only 114,000 jobs were added. The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%. That's the highest level since October of 2021. They also revised down job growth over the past month. That has now happened with 10 of the last 14 jobs reports. That you'll get a top line number and the media will be like, yeah, amazing. Then a month later, you get the actual number and it was lower than what the media originally reported. When in 10 or 14 months, you end up revising lower, that starts to look like a purposeful trend, like falsification of data. Not like just mistakes. Wages rose by 0.2% in July compared with the previous month and 3.6% from a year earlier. Wage growth has been moderating for more than 2 years. The Federal Reserve held the benchmark interest rate steady at 5.3%, but Jerome Powell said a rate cut could be on the table at the next gathering in September. Meanwhile, Intel is cutting jobs and suspending dividends. Meanwhile, Apple's iPhone sales have slid, so their revenue fell for a second consecutive quarter. Meanwhile, Amazon shares slid yesterday as spending surged and revenue outlook disappoints, according to the Wall Street Journal. So all of America's big companies are getting hit. The stock market is taking it on the chin. The Dow closed nearly 500 points lower on Thursday as investors started to fear actual recession. Some fresh data, according to CNBC, stoked fears over a possible recession and the notion the Federal Reserve could be too late in starting to cut interest rates. Initial jobless claims rose the most since August of 2023. Chris Ruppke, chief economist at Forward Bonds, added that Thursday's data hinted at an economic downturn amid the volatility. He said the stock market doesn't know whether to laugh or cry because while three Fed rate cuts may be coming this year and 10-year bond yields are falling below 4%, the winds of recession are coming in hard. So unpleasant economies tend not to work out particularly well for the incumbent party, and the economy remains unpleasant under Joe Biden and company. All righty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoking the plea deal reached with three of the men behind the 9/11 terror attacks earlier this week. Officials announced all three men, including the mastermind behind the attack, agreed to plead guilty to all charges in order to avoid the death penalty. But Friday, the Pentagon announced Austin's decision to revoke the deal after much backlash, releasing a statement that read, "The responsibility for such a decision should rest with me." The three defendants in question provided training, money, and assistance to the 19 terrorists who hijacked the passenger planes in 2001. The White House said that it had no information about that plea deal. Secret Service director says they did not know the gunman was at President Trump's rally in Butler.
Based on what I know right now, neither the Secret Service counter-sniper teams nor members of the former president's security detail had any knowledge that there was a man on the roof of the AGR building with a firearm.
Rose said the agency takes full responsibility for that security failure. The markets took a big dive Friday on worries about a weak jobs report, increasing global tensions, and poor performance from tech stocks. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick said it was a tough day for financial markets.
Financial markets are in a bit of a tizzy, with investors worrying whether perhaps, worst-case scenario, recession's already begun, and it's hard to make that case. But it could be that a more pronounced slowdown than expected is underway.
Mark Hamrick from Bankrate.com. Friday's report from the Labor Department shows that employers added just 114,000 jobs in July. That's far fewer than the 175,000 forecasters had expected. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The question is, do Americans have confidence in the Secret Service?
Only 30% of Americans who answered a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're extremely or very confident that the Secret Service can keep presidential candidates safe from violence before the election. The survey found that about 70% of respondents think the Secret Service bears at least a moderate amount of responsibility for the attempt on Trump's life. I'm Donna Warder.
Kamala Harris secures enough delegate votes to become the Democratic nominee for president. The vice president crossed the threshold of delegate votes during a virtual roll call today. Harris will officially accept the nomination next week. The DNC's vote started Thursday morning. Harris ran for the nomination unopposed. Democrat delegates held a virtual vote ahead of the party's convention in order to finalize their nomination. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Family members of a 12-year-old Houston girl allegedly killed by two Venezuelans who entered the country illegally want justice.
They're supporting legislation that would limit immigration authorities' ability to release immigrants they detain. Jocelyn Nungaray's body was found in a creek June 17th after she disappeared during a walk to a convenience store. Authorities say the two men accused of killing her were detained near El Paso but released with orders to appear in court later. Nungaray's mother said Friday that she's backing the legislation which would bar federal authorities from releasing migrants if there are available detention center beds. Keith Peters reporting.
Hunter Biden will be sentenced in his Delaware federal gun case November 13th. In June, he was found guilty on three federal felony gun charges that were connected to a gun that he bought in 2018, which prosecutors said he lied about his drug use on a federal background check form. He faces up to 25 years in prison. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, we are at day 13 of Kamala Harris not being asked any questions at all about being the Democratic presidential nominee. We have all sorts of news coming, and here's the thing. You don't want to miss a minute. As a Daily Wire Plus member, you get uncensored, unfiltered, ad-free shows, the real-time breaking news alerts you need, and more. Join the fight right now at dailywire.com/subscribe. So, yesterday, the big news is that the United States secured, along with its allies, a deal with Russia in order to return some 16 people, including multiple Americans, from the Russians. The Russians had basically taken hostage a bunch of Americans over the course of the last several years, and the United States traded a bunch of murderers, terrorists, spies for these hostages. This was treated as a massive win for the Biden administration yesterday by the media and by the Biden administration itself. So what exactly was the deal? According to the Wall Street Journal, it's the largest prisoner swap between East and West since the Cold War. Russia has released 16 people, including Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter detained over a year ago and wrongly convicted on a false charge of espionage. The others included former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, as well as another journalist and activist who have opposed Vladimir Putin and his war in Ukraine. Russia, in return, has received 8 people, including a convicted murderer. So the people the United States got back were Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter who famously was taken prisoner by the Putin regime just about a year ago, Paul Whelan, who was taken prisoner by the Putin regime in 2018, a person named Alsu Kormasheva, who is a Russian-American journalist who was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison in July when she was falsely accused of basically being a spy, a bunch of other UK Russian citizens, German Russian citizens. The Germans were involved in this exchange as well. So who is Russia getting back? In, again, one of these trade deals, like the one where we got back the WNBA player. Who exactly is Russia getting back? Well, they're getting back Vadim Krasikov, who was sentenced to life imprisonment in Germany in 2021 for shooting dead a former Chechen rebel leader in Berlin on Russia's orders. Anna Valerevna Doltseva and Artem Viktorovich Doltsev, who are apparently, these are the real names, of Maria Rosa Mayer Munoz and Ludwig Gish, who posed as an Argentine couple in Slovenia and were charged in 2002 as Russian agents working across Europe. Another Russian national who is effectively a spy, who is released from Norway. A Spanish citizen named Pablo Gonzalez Yagyu, who was arrested by Polish authorities near the border with Ukraine in 2022 and accused of being a Russian spy. Roman Seleznev, the son of a Russian lawmaker, who had hacked credit card numbers in the United States, resulting in $169 million in losses, and was serving 27 years in prison in the United States. Vladislav Kilyushin, who's a Russian national who was convicted of hacking into corporate databases to trade on yet-to-be-released earnings reports from companies like Tesla. His company was conducting work for the Kremlin. He was released from the United States as well. And finally, Vadim Konoshchenov, who was an extradited Russian national to the United States on charges that he illegally smuggled microelectronics and munitions to the Russian military. So a bunch of spies, smugglers, one murderer, who are traded for a bunch of Western innocents. Now, it's great that we're getting back our people. That is a wonderful and good thing. The treatment of this as a massive triumph by the Biden administration betrays an enormous amount about the way that Americans think about foreign policy, particularly on the left and in the hallowed precincts of the State Department. The way that the West has become accustomed to looking at foreign policy is that the best foreign policy is where you end up trading a bunch of murderers and spies for a bunch of innocent people. That is like the best, that is the best case outcome. And that in and of itself is an extension of a generalized worldview, which says that the best foreign policy for America is where you lose slowly and with the least possible cost, not where you actually push to victory. It's part and parcel of a broader worldview that says, for example, that Afghanistan was a triumph, which is something that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have said, that Afghanistan, the pullout from Afghanistan, which left tens of thousands of American allies to be slaughtered by the Taliban and millions of women to be stuffed back into bags and back into basements so they can't go to school, and that left Americans behind, hundreds of Americans behind, and they got 13 American service people killed. That was a triumph, according to Joe Biden and his State Department team and Kamala Harris, too. Meanwhile, if you have a nation like Israel that is fighting to victory in Gaza, that's bad. And what Israel should do is they should stop before they get to victory. Because, again, the best form of foreign policy is where you lose very, very slowly and with the least amount of cost to you. But the worst foreign policy is where you win. And this has been, again, it's not unique to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. Unfortunately, this has been part and parcel of American foreign policy strategy on the left for decades. It's why America really has not won a full-scale victorious war since World War II. It's been a long time in America since we won a full-scale victorious war because we're always fighting to stasis. We're always looking for a way out. And so that is why you treat something that really should be treated as sort of an inevitable tragedy as a triumph. It is, in fact, a tragedy to trade murderers for American citizens, specifically because what you're doing is you are now incentivizing Vladimir Putin to take more Americans hostage. We know this because, again, in other countries that have been stupid enough to do this, namely Israel, this has been the predicate to more hostages being taken. The reason that Hamas took 250 hostages and didn't just kill everybody on October 7th is because they knew that they would get thousands of people who were murderers and terrorists released from prison in exchange for innocence. And they knew that because years ago, Israel made a hostage deal for a person named Gilad Shalit. He was captured in 2006 by terrorists in a cross-tunnel border raid, and he was held captive for over 5 years. And Israel ended up trading 1,000 terrorists, including Yahya Sinwar, who is the current military head of Hamas, for Gilad Shalit. And this was treated as like a big win. And it turns out it was just the predicate to more hostage taking and war. So the Biden-Harris administration, this is how they treated it. Gershkovich came off the plane yesterday, and Joe Biden was there to meet it. Of course. Now, Joe Biden is the same person who in his debate a month ago was saying that no Americans had died in Afghanistan. So he's perfectly willing to ignore the families of dead American soldiers. Well, he's meeting with trans influencers at the White House, but he's definitely going to be there on the tarmac when Evan Gershkovich gets back, and so is Kamala Harris, to present a happy face of diplomacy. Here's what it looked like. Now, again, Gershkovich is heroic. He was there, and there he's giving a big hug to Kamala Harris, getting a hug from the vice president, whose role in this was absolutely minimal, and President Biden giving a hug to the old man who doesn't even know where he is at this point. I mean, he's just standing there. He has no clue where he is. Gershkovich, by the way, is heroic. Apparently, he had to fill out a form in which he asked clemency from Putin or something as sort of a precondition to being released. And on the form, he asked Putin for an interview because he's a journalist, which is relatively badass, for sure. With that said, the way the Biden administration is treating this is a massive feat of diplomacy. Oh, diplomacy, magical diplomacy. Now, here's the thing. Diplomacy is a tactic. It is not a strategy. When you treat diplomacy as itself the strategy, it doesn't matter what the end is. It's just talking is what it's all about. What you end up with is bad deals and losing wars. which is kind of the name of the game when it comes to Joe Biden. So here was President Biden saying this was a feat of diplomacy and friendship. Ugh, what a masterful diplomat he is.
The deal that made this possible was a feat of diplomacy and friendship. Friendship. Multiple countries helped get this done. They joined the difficult, complex negotiations at my request. And I personally thank them all again. And I thank them personally, and I thank them again.
So President Trump, for his part, criticized the deal because he suggested that it's an embarrassment to give up terrorists in favor of Americans. Now, to be realistic, Donald Trump did make deals when he was president of the United States to get Americans back, and we had to trade some bad people for those Americans. So that happens to be true. It also happens to be true that these deals are never a triumph. They are not, by nature. And all they do is, again, incentivize the world's worst actors to take Americans. Like, if I were Vladimir Putin today, seeing what he has now scored multiple victories on these sorts of deals. We got back Brittany Griner. We had to give up the Merchant of Death for Brittany Griner, for example. If I were Vladimir Putin today, I'd think very seriously about simply arresting 100 Americans on false charges in Russia, and then immediately saying that the only way that he would stop that is if the United States and its allies stop their support for Ukraine in the war. Like, why not? Obviously, diplomacy is the answer, is it not? Donald Trump put out a statement. He said, when are they going to release the details of the prisoner swap with Russia? How many people do we get versus them? Are we also paying them cash? Are they giving us cash? Please withdraw that question. I'm sure the answer is no. Are we releasing murderers, killers, or thugs? Just curious, because we never make good deals in anything, but especially hostage swaps. Our negotiators are always an embarrassment to us. I got back many hostages and gave the opposing country nothing and never any cash. To do so is bad precedent for the future. That's the way it should be, or the situation will get worse and worse. They're extorting the United States of America. They're calling the trade complex. That's so nobody can figure out how bad it is. And there's a lot of truth embedded in that. And these deals are always bad, which is why, frankly, America's enemies should be so intimidated by us that they don't just take Americans prisoner. Right now, there are 5 Americans being held by Hamas in terror tunnels in Gaza. And the Biden administration is busily telling Israel not to kill Hamas leaders. Again, this is what Joe Biden treats as a triumph. That is literally what he said. I mean, he was on the tarmac yesterday, and he was asked about Israel killing Ismail Haniyeh, who is the political leader and one of the masterminds behind October 7th. One of the leaders of Hamas, and he was killed in Iran earlier this week. And Joe Biden said it wasn't helpful to hostage negotiations. Again, this shows the prioritization. He's standing right next to Kamala Harris, who, of course, has nothing to say.
I'm very concerned about it. I had a very direct meeting with the Prime Minister today. And, very direct. We have the basis for a ceasefire. We should move on it, and they should move on it now.
Would the chance for a ceasefire ruined after the assassination of Haniyeh?
It's not helped.
Okay, so the question asked was, are the chances of a ceasefire ruined after Haniyeh was assassinated? He said it's not helpful. You know how many offers have been put on the table to Hamas to release the hostages? Also, what Biden should say there is Israel's going to keep killing the heads of Hamas until they release the hostages or agree to a ceasefire. That's going to be, I mean, that's what not just what an ally would do, that's what the United States should do in the middle of a terror war, for example. But what the left considers to be a victory is just losing slowly with a minimum of possible costs. You know, so after Donald Trump criticized Joe Biden was then asked about that, and he sort of slammed Trump with a pithy but stupid one-liner.
Said repeatedly that he could have gotten the hostages out without giving anything in exchange. What do you say to that? What do you say to President Trump now, the former president?
Why didn't he do it when he was president?
Sir, what did you say?
Well, I mean, why didn't he do what when he was president? Most of these people were taken hostage while you were president, sir. And that didn't stop the media from celebrating this. Dana Bash said this is a mic drop moment. And this sort of stupid political coverage is really quite ridiculous.
I think that was what they call a mic drop moment at the end there. Why didn't you do it when he was president? What a historic moment. Watching and listening, President Biden now trying to finish out his one and only term and doing so with a tremendous, tremendous victory for these families.
Tremendous victory. Tremendous victory. I'm sorry, it's not a victory. It may be an inevitability. It may be something you had to do. I'm not arguing that. It is not a victory. More on this in just a second. Our voices are crucial when it comes to the fight for life, family, and freedom. And make no mistake, the attack on our values starts at conception. Preborn's network of clinics continues to shine bright in the darkest corners of our country where abortions take place every single day. If we can defend these innocent lives and continue to share God's love and compassion with them, we can impact generations to come, one heartbeat at a time. That's how Preborn shows expectant mothers the precious life growing inside them, because hearing the baby's heartbeat on ultrasound is a complete game changer. We have four kids. We met all of them long before they were born. Think about what it would do for a mom. Think about whether to keep her baby, to actually meet her baby before the baby was born. These ultrasounds have helped Preborn save over 280,000 unborn babies today. Your donation of $28 will sponsor one ultrasound and is critical to the battle for life. Let's join together and save as many lives as possible. Please donate. Just dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. Once more, preborn.com/Ben. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby to get started. All right, coming up, the way that the American government is playing up this prisoner exchange is pretty amazing. Jake Sullivan and the NSA, he even got a little emotional. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So the way this administration is treating a hostage deal as though it is a massive victory is kind of appalling. Jake Sullivan, the way that they're playing this up is really kind of astonishing. Truly. Like the actual way that you should handle these things is that the hostages should quietly go home. That's how they should be handled. It is not a masterpiece of American foreign policy strength that you had to trade murderers for people who were illegitimately arrested in the first place. Here is Jake Sullivan doing that, showing his emotion.
From the president on down, we've stayed in regular and routine touch with them. I spent a lot of time with the families of Evan and Paul and Alsu. And most of the time, as you can imagine, those are tough conversations. But not today. Today, excuse me. Today was a very good day.
Well, wow. So much emotion. So much. Meanwhile, John Kirby, national security spokesperson, he was asked about the point that I'm making, which is when you trade terrorists and murderers for innocent people, aren't you incentivizing your opponents to take hostages? And he's like, no. What are you, crazy? No, that's it. No. Here's John Kirby.
How do you do something like this, achieve this kind of success, and at the same time not incentivize states to engage in this taking of people and convicting them and putting them in jail or holding them?
Yeah, look, I think it's an open question that precept is actually true, that negotiating a deal like this just encourages more hostage taking. The truth is, we haven't seen data that actually confirms that that's the case. I mean, even when you're not negotiating deals, bad actors like Russia, bad actors like Iran are still taking hostages.
That's ridiculous. If the United States was not constantly negotiating, and instead they were basically saying, listen, you take an American hostage and you will not be alive tomorrow. If that were the actual policy of the United States, there would be a lot fewer hostages being taken all around the world. But that is not the policy of the United States. The policy of the United States and the rest of the West is nicety. It is nicety, and it is not victory. Even the Washington Post knows that's bullcrap, what John Kirby is saying right there. According to the Washington Post, Putin's arrest tactics pay off as Russia brings home its own, even a killer. Well, yeah, obviously. Vladimir Putin on Thursday secured the release of spies, hackers, and his most coveted Russian prisoner in the West, an assassin linked to intelligence services convicted of murder in Germany. For the authoritarian Russian leader, it was the biggest victory yet, stemming from his willingness to violate global norms to extract what he wants from Western leaders. That's correct, of course. Putin hinted at his determination to win the freedom of the assassin Vadim Krasikov during an interview in February with Tucker Carlson, calling Krasikov patriotic without actually naming him and indicating he was open to a prisoner exchange involving American journalist Evan Gershkovich, whom Russia accused of espionage. Apparently, Western responses were often timid, either to preserve diplomatic and business ties to avoid escalation or to address domestic political imperatives. Those responses only emboldened Putin, according to analysts. Well, yup. Well, yes. The weakness of the Biden administration, the weakness of the left when it comes to foreign policy on these things has real consequences. Losing slowly is, in fact, the strategy of the left, which presumably is why the United States under Joe Biden just cut another disgusting deal, this time without even any leverage. They cut a deal with the mastermind of 9/11, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. According to the Office of Military Commissions, which is prosecuting the case against KSM, they entered into pretrial agreements with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two alleged co-conspirators, Waleed Mohammed Salih Mubarak bin Attash and Mustafa Ahmed Adam al-Hawsawi, all of whom have been held at Gitmo since 2003. They will now be spared the death penalty under a deal with prosecutors. Why? The answer is because Joe Biden wants to close Gitmo, and all that matters is surrendering slowly. That's all that matters, because Gitmo appears to be mean and bad. And you wouldn't want to hold prisoners at Gitmo. That's been a big left-wing talking point since the mid-2000s. Oh, my God, how dare we put terrorists who murdered Americans in an island prison? We should probably spare them the death penalty. A letter signed by Rear Admiral Aaron Rue, chief prosecutor for the OMC, said, quote, in exchange for removal of the death penalty as a possible punishment, the three accused have agreed to plead guilty to all of the charged offenses, including the murder of 3,000 people listed in the charge sheet. I mean, that's insane. So, of course, all the victims, families, like, wait, hold up. You don't get the death penalty for killing 3,000 Americans? What do you get the death penalty for around here? Judea Pearl, who is the father of Daniel Pearl. Daniel Pearl, of course, was the Wall Street Journal journalist who was beheaded by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his team. He says, of course, we weren't consulted before they decided to kick the charges, before they decided to get the death penalty off of these people. Of course not. Why are they doing this? Because the only priority is appearing to end conflicts. And it doesn't matter if you lose. Losing is fine. Here is Karine Jean-Pierre saying Joe Biden still plans to close Gitmo before he leaves.
Does the president still plan to close Guantanamo Bay Prison before he leaves office? And is there a realistic pathway to do that in the next 6 months?
That's still something that the president wants to do and get done. As far as a timeline, don't have anything for you here, but obviously this is something that he wanted to be done under his administration. I just don't have anything else to read out or preview at this time, but it is something that he's determined to get done.
Again, that's the priority. That's the priority. Surrender above victory, always and forever. Meanwhile, the Kamala Harris running away from questions train continues to chug on. As I mentioned before, we are now on day 13 of Kamala Harris, the presidential nominee for the Democratic Party, anointed without a single vote in the primaries. She has not been asked a single question by the press. Zero. Zero. None. No adversarial questions for Kamala Harris. You wonder why? Maybe it's because she sucks at this. Like, she's absolutely terrible. All right, coming up, Kamala Harris, unscripted for the first time since being selected by the Democratic Party, at least, to be the nominee. And it doesn't go amazing. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail. But we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Minuteman Press.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So somebody get Kamala Harris a teleprompter stat. So she got off teleprompter for a hot second during this meeting on the tarmac. So first, we should point out that she was there to just hug the people coming off the plane despite really having nothing to do with anything. Because she has to be there for, now she's going to put that in her campaign ads. That's the important thing, is that she got a campaign ad out of this. She was asked about the magic of diplomacy. And she has moved beyond, I think, word salad. And we are now on to full-scale word slaw. She's got some mayo in there. She's whipping it up with the cabbage. And now she's got some nice word slaw going on. Here we go.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
What the f*** is she talking about? Like, seriously, what is she talking about right there? That sentence is so circular that actually it's become three-dimensional and it's spherical. It's a spherical question. Let me just read that to you slowly so we can try and chart out. Let's try a sentence diagram this one. You ready? This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy. So there are a few key words that she rests upon, like a fifth grader who didn't read the book. She read like the first five pages of the book, and now she has to come up with an answer. God, she's so bad at this. How is she possibly as bad at this, truly? You wonder why she's on teleprompter all the time? This is why she's on teleprompter all the time. There are a few things she likes. She likes power, and she likes significance and understanding. Those are the three. She tends to rest on that. The power of the significance of the understanding of the passage of time. Wow. God, she's awful at this. Get her back on teleprompter stat. So that's what they did. She showed up on the tarmac before she gets on the plane. And she shows up with a binder. She reads from the binder and then she gets on the plane. And no one asks her a question. No one expects that she's going to be answering a question. It's truly amazing. Like, the press are so in the tank for her that they are just like, oh, slay, queen, slay. So here she was. She finishes her statement and boom, she's off to the races. She's gone. Just like Joe Biden for years. No questions. Zero.
Thank you all. My cousin, will you be meeting Evan and Paul when they return?
Great question. Will you be meeting them? And there she goes. And then she's up the stairs. Well, at least she can climb stairs, unlike our current president of the United States. She doesn't seem to have trouble with stairs. She does have problems, like the current president of the United States, with words and sentences. However, the reason she's running for the hills, obviously, is because she doesn't want to answer any questions about anything she has ever said. Ever. So a clip has now emerged from way back in her California days where she was telling people that they should no longer say Merry Christmas because illegal immigrants are suffering. She is a radical. We all know that she is a radical, which is why the Trump campaign should focus in on the fact that she is a radical and make her answer questions, force her to answer questions. Donald Trump has a giant spotlight. He needs to direct that giant spotlight at Kamala Harris and the fact that she is totally inconsistent, that she is an absolute liar, that she's flipped every position via surrogate in press statements for the last 2 weeks. This is the real Kamala Harris.
And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas. How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
How dare we say Merry... She's actually the Grinch. It's like the actual Grinch. She's coming down the chimney and she's going to steal presents or something. It's wild. Will she ask a question about that? I don't think so. Of course not. Of course not. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First.
Hey, everyone. This is Andrew Klavan, host of The Andrew Klavan Show, where we are continually laughing our way through the fall of the Republic. We'll talk about politics. We'll talk about culture. We'll tell you things that no one else will tell you. That is guaranteed. So watch The Andrew Klavan Show on Daily Wire Plus or listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Republic is going to fall. We might as well get the laughs.
Now, again, the goal of the Harris campaign is tried out celebrities and have her do speeches from teleprompter. That and if they can make that go for like 95 days, then they win the election. So that is their plan. Michelle Obama has now cut a get out the vote video replete with entertainment celebrities and dudes doing makeup. So it's just solid.
Hello?
Huh?
Hey, it's Michelle.
Hey, Ms. Obama.
Are you voting this year?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course I am.
100% yes? Obviously.
You already know.
Now it's your turn to answer the call. We are just 100 days away from the general election. From our local elected officials to ballot measures on reproductive rights, the environment, and our economy, our future is on the ballot. So are you voting this year?
Are you voting this year?
Are you voting this year?
Are you voting this year?
Join me.
Join me.
Join us. By getting registered and ready to vote with When We All Vote Today.
Now, I may be mildly out of touch because I only know about half of those celebrities. I'm not a member of the TikTok generation. But apparently, some of those celebrities included Shonda Rhimes, the Hollywood producer, and singer Raina Roberts, Kerry Washington, and, of course, San Antonio Spurs point guard Chris Paul, who they can only hope that this campaign doesn't blow up in the late stages in the way that Chris Paul's teams always do in the late stages of the playoffs. In any case, Kamala Harris, she's on the campaign trail yesterday, and by on the campaign trail, I mean she was reading from the teleprompter to a chorus of huzzas from people who already like her. She was in Houston, and she accidentally called herself the President of the United States, and the crowd was like, yes, yes! But don't worry, guys. They love Joe Biden, and they want him to remain.
As a United States Senator, I was proud to co-sponsor, and then as Vice President, it was my honor, with the President.
And then, of course, lie about her opponent. So she suggests that Donald Trump is going to pass a nationwide abortion ban, which is weird because Donald Trump literally removed all the abortion planks from the RNC platform. I highly doubt it.
And now he intends to pass a nationwide abortion ban to ban access to fundamental health care in every state.
That's what's going to happen. So she's got to lie about all of that. She has to lie. And then the other thing she has to do, of course, is she has to pose the moderate. So she is supposed to pick her vice president over the weekend. The widespread speculation is that the vice presidential candidate will probably be Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania. Again, that would be her smartest pick because he has like a 61% approval rating in a swing state. He also has in the past sporadically been in favor of school vouchers before running away from that. He has taken an anti-Hamas protesters position. He's been as moderate as Democrats get in this day and age. Let's put it that way. It doesn't mean he's not for the transing of the children. He's still for the transing of the children. But it does mean that for Democrats, he is a moderate, which is also why some of the Democratic base is upset with Kamala Harris possibly picking him. According to Politico, several top contenders have met in recent days with Harris's vetting team. Aides insist they are trying to tune out a lot of public hype around the contenders. There are people familiar with the process, and they say she has yet to truly whittle down the final list and may meet with several individuals before deciding. But apparently, she's going to announce who the candidate is Tuesday in Philadelphia. Well, Philadelphia happens to be in Pennsylvania. It would be a big shock at this point if it were anybody but Josh Shapiro. The vetting team has already met with Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, Tim Walz of Minnesota, who'd be a terrible pick, Andy Beshear of Kentucky, who seems an also-ran, Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, who's got some baggage. Apparently, her primary consideration is not who can excite the base. The question is, how do you get to 270 electoral votes? Is that impacted by the choice that you make? David Axelrod says the Democratic base is very enthusiastic about Kamala Harris. I don't think that's going to change. She has a chance now through this VP choice to broaden her base and send a message to the rest of the electorate that's open to her, and that's rare. So, again, I think that it is very likely that it's Josh Shapiro that would, in fact, be the smartest pick. So far, this 2 weeks, you got to hand it to him. I mean, the Kamala Harris campaign is running a smart campaign. The smartest campaign is keep her away from the cameras, at least when it comes to people asking her difficult questions. That is the smart campaign. It's ugly, and it's terrible for American politics, and it's pathetic that journalists are performing colonoscopies on Kamala Harris with their heads. But is it smart campaigning? Yeah, I mean, you got to hand it to him that it's smart campaigning. It is a bit of a risk for her to pick Josh Shapiro because, of course, there are a lot of people inside the Democratic Party who ain't fond of the Jews. Nina Turner, who happens to be one of these, she's enraged at the possibility of Josh Shapiro over on Chris Cuomo's show.
He labeled peaceful college protesters. He compared them to KKK.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong, Chris.
I know, to you.
Yeah.
He would argue.
And others.
I am against the radical fringe of my party on the left.
KKK lynch.
I'm a moderate.
Come on now, Chris. We got to stop playing games with these people. Now, you might not have liked the college protesters, but comparing any college protesters to the mayhem and the destruction and the death that was caused by the KKK, really?
It's too much.
Okay, so we'll see. Will there be enough members of the pro-Hamas caucus to push Kamala Harris off Josh Shapiro? If so, that'll be an excellent indicator as to her number one lack of political skill, because she could have a sister soldier moment where she actually says to the pro-Hamas people, okay, guys, we don't need you. We don't need you. And that would actually be a smart move because it turns out most of the electorate doesn't like that. She could appear moderate or she could double down on stupid. So it'll be fascinating to see who she picks. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign seems to be finally finding its footing against Kamala Harris, and that's led by the vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, who had an appearance yesterday that was quite excellent. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, Kamala Harris is, in fact, weird. They're trying to make her not weird, but she's kind of weird. You know what would be weird, however? If you would not use Pure Talk, that would be weird, because there's only one cell phone company that gives you free premium access to the media you actually care about. It's Pure Talk. This might be the best offer Pure Talk has ever come out with. Listen to this. When you switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk on a qualifying plan, you'll get a free one-year insider subscription to Daily Wire Plus. That is correct. Take advantage of unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot on America's most dependable 5G network for just $35 a month. And you will get 1 year free of Daily Wire Plus. The Daily Wire Plus insider plan gets you access to our entire library of movies, series, and documentaries, including Lady Ballers, What is a Woman, Mr. Bertram, Run, Hide, Fight, and more. Plus, get all our daily shows uncensored and ad-free. The only way you can get this special offer is by going to puretalk.com/Shapiro. I'm telling you to stop overpaying for your cell phone plan for a very long time. If you haven't yet made that switch, now would be the best time. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro today. Switch to a qualifying plan. Get 1 year free of Daily Wire Plus Insider. Again, I've been using Pure Talk myself for years. Their coverage is excellent. You'll love it. Plus, get that special deal. puretalk.com/Shapiro today. Already coming up, the Trump campaign is finally finding its footing against Kamala Harris. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for? We can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press and Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. It seems like the Trump campaign is finally finding its footing, its ground against Kamala Harris. The Trump campaign seems to finally, after 2 weeks, be finding its footing. So the attacks on Kamala Harris as to whether she is black or Indian, those are not the right attacks. The attacks on Kamala Harris about whether she passed the bar exam in 1990, those are not the right attacks. The right attack is very simple. Kamala Harris and her party are radical. They are weird. They say dumb crap all the time. Their positions are bad for America. Those are the right attacks. And we're starting to see the Trump campaign finally, after I think a little bit too long, find its footing and starting to label Kamala Harris, which is what they need to do. So yesterday, Donald Trump was asked about all of the weird attacks. We talked about this last week, about the fact that the Democrats have spent the last 2 weeks suggesting that J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are weird. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is gallivanting around with RuPaul's Drag Racing company. So here is Donald Trump commenting on that.
They're the weird ones, and if you've ever seen her with the laugh and everything else, that's a weird deal going on there. They're the weird ones. Nobody's ever called me weird. I'm a lot of things, but weird I'm not, and I'm up front. And he's not either, I will tell you. J.D. is not at all. They are. I mean, who wants to have open borders? We're prisoners. That's weird. We're prisoners, and we're mental institution patients are taken out of hospitals and jails and they're let into our country. That's weird. Who would want that policy? Who wants the men and women sports policy? Who wants to quadruple your taxes? The whole thing is weird.
Yes, yes, and more yes. This, over and over and over and over and over. J.D. Vance was put on the ticket because, obviously, he's a good defender of Trump. He is an attack dog. Again, I think there are drawbacks to J.D. Vance as a pick. But the big upside to J.D. Vance, that dude is smart. So J.D., and I've interviewed him before, obviously went to Yale Law School. He's a smart guy. And J.D. in a debate is going to just savage whomever the Democrats put up before him. So J.D. Vance was asked by the media about Donald Trump's comments about Kamala Harris and her Indian heritage versus being African-American and all this kind of stuff. And here was J.D.'s quite smart answer.
Did those comments give you pause at all?
They don't give me pause at all. Look, all he said is that Kamala Harris is a chameleon. She goes to Georgia 2 days ago. She was raised in Canada. She puts on a fake Southern accent. She is everything to everybody, and she tends to be somebody different depending on which audience she's in front of. I think it's totally reasonable for the president to call that out, and that's all he did. I mean, look, she's running as a tough-on-crime prosecutor, even though she implemented open-border policies. She's saying that she wants to support the police, that she wanted to defund the police just 3 years ago. It's totally reasonable to call out the fact that she pretends to be somebody different depending on the audience she's talking to.
This, and more of this. Another one of JD's events yesterday, he suggested that Kamala Harris kept the border open, which, of course, she did. He is down at the southern border right now. Kamala Harris is out taking photo op pictures based on diplomatic deals she had nothing to do with. And J.D. Vance was down at the border, a place that Kamala Harris famously did not visit when she was the non-border czar or something. This was J.D. Vance yesterday.
Kamala Harris came into office making promises, and she kept those promises to open the American southern border. They stopped deportations on day one. They stopped construction of the border wall on day one. We see the border wall sitting here, ready to be completed behind us, and that can't happen because of Kamala Harris's administration.
Vance continued. He said the Border Patrol agents are furious, which is absolutely true. I know the Border Patrol agents.
Have we ever had an American border policy that is so at odds with the people who are actually doing it? You talk to these Border Patrol agents, and they are enraged that the Harris administration won't let them do their job. They just want to keep people safe. They need a president who lets them do that.
He's right about all of this. And again, on the merits, if this campaign comes down to the merits, Kamala Harris will lose. She will. She's very, very weak. I mean, Kamala Harris is just – her levels of projection are insane. So Kamala Harris, campaign event last night, she suggests – that Donald Trump is going to weaponize the DOJ. This is just insane. It's such insane projection. Her administration is currently, right now, weaponizing the DOJ against her political opponents, but she's accusing Trump of this sort of stuff. She is, I said this before, she's an eggshell skull candidate. Like you tap the eggshell skull of the Kamala Harris campaign, and that thing collapses like an egg. Here she was yesterday.
Recall, Donald Trump has openly vowed, if reelected, to be a dictator on day one, that he will weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies, that he will round up peaceful protesters and throw them out of our country, and even, quote, terminate the United States Constitution.
She's ridiculous. She's ridiculous. By the way, the Democrats know she's ridiculous, too. This is the thing. It's all a lie. It's all myth making. It's all them attempting to spin dross into gold. It's really amazing. The Democrats put out a tweet yesterday that really is an amazing tweet. I kind of love it. This tweet is a tweet of Republican praise for Kamala Harris. Here are the quotes. They said these quotes speak for themselves, according to the Democratic Party. What are the quotes? It's from Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma. We obviously disagreed, but she's personable. Senator Lindsey Graham, I always found her pleasant to deal with. Senator Mike Rounds, we work together well. We still say hello to each other. Senator Marco Rubio, I don't remember any problems with her on the committee. Senator Mitt Romney, very personable and knowledgeable. Okay, you know what those quotes are? Those quotes are the have a great summer in the yearbook quotes. Right? You barely know somebody in high school. You don't really like the guy. And then the guy comes up to you and he wants you to write something in the yearbook. And you're like, have a great summer. This is the have a great summer yearbook quote that Democrats are now trotting out. They're like, they did. We're friends now. We're friends. She's really bipartisan. She's really a moderate. See, Senator Mike Rounds said that we say hello to each other. Good job, guys. It's going, man. You guys are great at this. You're so great. In my own personal case, it's very reminiscent of when somebody wants me to endorse a book. I don't feel like reading the book, or I think the book is bad. And so what I write on the back cover or something just as a favor is like, this person is very nice and writes something absolutely anodyne. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And meanwhile, you know what's not ridiculous is the current situation of the economy. So all of the underlying fundamentals have been ignored for the last 2 weeks because there's been so much drama about Joe Biden dropping out of the race and Kamala Harris replacing him and all this kind of crap. Well, it turns out that U.S. hiring is significantly slowing because the inflation had to be brought under control. The Federal Reserve had to increase those interest rates. And now it's starting to be felt in the job markets. So in July, only 114,000 jobs were added. The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%. That's the highest level since October of 2021. They also revised down job growth over the past month. That has now happened with 10 of the last 14 jobs reports. So that you'll get a top line number and the media will be like, yeah, amazing. And then a month later, you'll get the actual number and it was lower than what the media originally reported. When in 10 or 14 months, you end up revising lower, that starts to look like a purposeful trend. like falsification of data, not like just mistakes. Wages rose by 0.2% in July compared with the previous month and 3.6% from a year earlier. Wage growth has been moderating for more than 2 years. The Federal Reserve held the benchmark interest rate steady at 5.3%, but Jerome Powell said a rate cut could be on the table at the next gathering in September. Meanwhile, Intel is cutting jobs and suspending dividends. Meanwhile, Apple's iPhone sales have slid, so their revenue fell for a second consecutive quarter. Meanwhile, Amazon shares slid yesterday as spending surged and revenue outlook disappoints, according to the Wall Street Journal. So all of America's big companies are getting hit. The stock market is taking it on the chin. The Dow closed nearly 500 points lower on Thursday as investors started to fear actual recession. Some fresh data, according to CNBC, stoked fears over a possible recession and the notion the Federal Reserve could be too late in starting to cut interest rates. Initial jobless claims rose the most since August of 2023. Chris Ruppke, chief economist at Forward Bonds, added that Thursday's data hinted at an economic downturn amid the volatility. He said the stock market doesn't know whether to laugh or cry because while three Fed rate cuts may be coming this year and 10-year bond yields are falling below 4%, the winds of recession are coming in hard. So unpleasant economies tend not to work out particularly well for the incumbent party, and the economy remains unpleasant under Joe Biden and company. All righty, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. One member of the House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination of former President Trump says he'll focus on the training of Secret Service agents.
Congressman David Joyce says the close call cannot be blamed on a shortage of resources.
They have the people. It's whether or not the people are properly trained.
Joyce telling the Salem Radio Network the lapses that occurred on July 13th were so glaring as to be hard to fathom.
And the idea that they would let somebody inside the perimeter like this or just defer to local law enforcement without having a walkthrough and knowing where everybody's at?
Congressman Joyce is part of the 13-member bipartisan House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination. Bob Agner reporting.
One of the three Americans who are back on U.S. soil after being released by Russia looks back on his captivity. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
American Paul Whelan has decided on one thing after being held by Russia since December 2018.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm home. Yeah. I'm never going back there again.
Whelan, who was serving a 16-year prison sentence after being convicted of espionage, says his detention in Russia was pure nonsense.
I went on a two-week vacation, you know. The FSB grabbed me, said I was a spy. I'm apparently a general in the army.
Whelan and journalists Evan Gershkovich and also Kermisheva will spend time on Joint Base San Antonio, Texas, being checked by doctors and getting some rest. I'm Donna Warder.
Florida's under a state of emergency as potential tropical storm approaches. Governor Ron DeSantis made the declaration warning that the disturbance could cause days of heavy rain and possible flooding. The National Hurricane Center has designated the disturbance a potential tropical cyclone 4. It could make landfall late Saturday into Sunday and then eventually move up the southeastern U.S. coast. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers, people like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable, they might save your retirement.
Plus, today, when you text TRUTH to 76626, you'll get a free gold investment kit from our sponsor, Sasco Gold.
Text TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Germany says it will provide military support to South Korea's border with North Korea, becoming the 18th country to join the U.S.-led group, the United Nations Command.
At a ceremony at a U.S. military base in South Korea, Germany's Defense Minister Boris Pistorius said, "We need to show unity and stand firm against those who want to undermine peace and stability." German officials increasingly believe that security in different parts of the world is connected. Earlier this week, Mr. Pistorius warned against increased military cooperation between North Korea and Russia, saying this had huge consequences for global security.
Over 100 million Americans are under heat warnings and advisories across the U.S. Forecasters say a high-pressure system stretching across portions of the country will cause temperatures to rise above 100 from central California to the mid-Atlantic. News and analysis at townhall.com. Following widespread outrage, the Biden administration now walking back a plea agreement reached earlier this week for the mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks.
The defense secretary has reinstated them as death penalty cases. The move comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced that the official appointed to oversee the war court, retired Brigadier General Susan Escalier, had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices in the attacks. Austin wrote in an order released Friday night that in light of the significance of the decision, he had decided that the authority to make a decision on accepting the plea agreements was his, and he nullified the agreements. Keith Peters reporting.
The Justice Department is suing TikTok over claims the social media company violated children's privacy laws, accused China-owned app of allowing kids under the age of 13 to create accounts while collecting their information. More at townhall.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Today on That Wall Show, major controversy at the Olympics as a biological male boxer easily defeats a woman in the women's competition. Also, Kamala Harris speaks to reporters off script for the first time since stealing the nomination from Joe Biden. And it doesn't go well. A reporter who was suspended for wishing death on Trump after the assassination attempt has now been reinstated. And a number of schools across the country are just now beginning to ban smartphones in the classroom. Why did it take so long? And why are there still schools that haven't banned them? We'll talk about all that and more today on the Matt Wall Show. One of the most common arguments you'll hear in defense of gender ideology is that some people are intersex, and therefore the gender binary is a myth. Now, that's what we're told. It's a non sequitur, as I've explained many times, and it's usually accompanied by a series of additional lies. You'll often hear wildly inflated numbers from gender activists about how many intersex people there are in the world. You also hear various definitions for what it means to be intersex. Those definitions are often tailored to that so that they can inflate, you know, the number of people who qualify as intersex. But here's the only definition that has any meaning, as Leonard Sachs framed it. Being intersex means that your phenotypic sex, meaning your primary sex characteristics, is inconsistent with your chromosomal sex. For example, someone with Y chromosomes is biologically male and normally has male genitalia. But if that person develops female genitalia or genitalia that appear female, then that person will be a biological male who suffers from intersexuality. Now, on the other hand, if someone is born with Y chromosomes and then chooses to remove his male genitalia through surgery, that individual would not suddenly become intersex. There's no comparison whatsoever between being intersex and identifying as transgender. These are two different things. Being intersex is a condition. It's a medical condition, not a choice. And it's a condition that a vanishingly small percentage of the population suffers from, something like 0.018% of the population. And this is all just basic biology, or at least that's what it used to be considered. But because people still take gender activists seriously, at least some people do, there's a lot of confusion in this area. And at the Olympics the other day, that confusion led to a male, somebody with XY chromosomes, pummeling a woman in the face at a women's boxing event on live television. This male, an Algerian named Iman Khalif, was reportedly DNA tested at the Women's World Boxing Championships in New Delhi last year by an organization called IBA. And officials at the time disqualified Khalif from the competition because testing confirmed a Y chromosome, which means, again, that Khalif is a male. There are reports of some sort of a disorder affecting the primary sex characteristics. I can't verify those. Either way, the fact remains that whatever condition this person may or may not suffer from, whether it's an intersex condition or something else, Khalif is a male by definition. Intersex is just a word we've come up with to describe people who suffer from certain conditions and deformities. Intersex is not a third sex. It's not an exception to the rule of the sex binary. There are no exceptions. Okay, everybody is either male or female. Everyone. A male that we call intersex may, because of his condition, appear female, potentially, but he's still a male. However, the International Olympic Committee, which is overseeing the boxing competition at the Paris Olympics, apparently doesn't care about chromosomes. According to the Washington Post, the IOC does not test for gender. Now, it's not really clear what that means. I mean, does that mean that they let LeBron James compete in the women's basketball tournament? What it appears to mean, based on reporting that I found, is that the IOC allows different events to implement some testosterone guidelines. Not rules, but just guidelines, which can vary event by event. And if that's the case, it obviously would be completely useless for a few reasons. One of them is that even if you have low levels of testosterone now, you might have had very high levels in the past, which would contribute to increased muscle strength, bone growth, etc. The other reason is that having high levels of testosterone doesn't make you a man in and of itself. Having a Y chromosome makes you a man. And a man with low testosterone, even a man with very low testosterone, is just a man with very low testosterone. That's still not a woman. But sporting competitions, like the rest of society, have many of them have caved to gender activists on this point. And that's why the Algerian male's fight with Italy's female boxer, Angela Carini, ended in just 46 seconds. Watch.
Solid straight right hand from Carissa.
Now, one of the things about all these gender tests and DNA tests is that, I mean, really, for the most part, they're not even necessary. Like, looking at that footage, anyone can instantly tell that Angela Carini was fighting a male. I mean, we said at the top that there are intersex conditions where someone is a male biologically, but because of things that have gone wrong, may appear female from the outside. That can happen in very vanishingly rare cases. But this isn't even one of those cases. I mean, you can look and you can see the absurdity of the situation. Her opponent is obviously much stronger than she is. This is obviously an unfair fight. There aren't any females on the planet who look like this boxer from Algeria. And of course, it took just one hit to the face for Angela Carini to figure out that she was in danger after working her whole life to get to the Olympics and competing in them, something that obviously meant a lot to her based on her interviews after the fact and based on the fact that it's the Olympics. She had to quit because the IOC put a male in the boxing ring with her. And she didn't want to quit, but reality quite literally hit her in the face, so she had no choice. Now, trans activists have claimed that the fact that this male boxer apparently isn't trans, that's the claim anyway, again, I don't know for sure, the fact that Khalif is allegedly intersex, that somehow proves their point about the women's sports issue. But of course it does the opposite, because those of us on the side of common sense have always said that segregating sports based on sex has nothing to do with transgenderism. We are not trying to keep males out of women's sports because we're engaged in some kind of, discriminatory plot against trans people. We don't care if the male competing against women is trans or not. His self-identification is totally irrelevant. That is our point. It's what we've been saying the whole time. Trans, intersex, or something else, it doesn't matter. Okay, if somebody is male, if they have a Y chromosome, they should not compete against women. When you ban males from women's sports, you are not banning trans-identified people from women's sports. This is not a trans ban, as it's so often called. No, it's got, you can write these laws and these policies and never make any mention of trans, because it's beside the point. You are banning males, no matter how they identify or what genetic condition they may or may not have. All that matters is that they're male. That's it. For these purposes, all that matters is that they're male. But if you think that, you know, violent episodes like this are going to make the trans activists admit that, they're wrong, and so wrong that now actual women are being endangered, and this, of course, actual women have been endangered by this for a long time now, you should know that there's precisely zero chance of that. They're not going to admit anything. These people have assumed such a degree of power that even their victims don't want to criticize them for fear of losing their livelihoods. And that's true in this case as well. In a post-fight statement, Angela Carini stated, quote, "I felt a severe pain in my nose, and with the maturity of a boxer, I said enough because I didn't want to. I couldn't finish the match. I'm not here to judge or pass judgment. If an athlete is this way, and in that sense, it's not right or it is right, it's not up to me to decide. I just did my job as a boxer. I got into the ring and fought. I did it with my head held high and with a broken heart for not having finished the last kilometer." Now, what's interesting about that statement is, you know, how common this sort of thing is. She says, it's not up to me to decide whether a male can compete in a women's event. And, that's true technically, but doesn't mean she can't have an opinion on it. And if enough female athletes started sharing their opinion and stopped participating in this charade, it would end very quickly. Now, of course, some brave female athletes have been quite vocal about this. Riley Gaines, for example, she's not the only one. But still, most, even now, remain silent for fear of the consequences of speaking out. And it's worth mentioning something else, too. Some of the women who are vocal opponents of gender ideology still feel the need to frame this conversation in the terms of left-wing victimology. So yesterday, in response to this story, the children's author J.K. Rowling wrote, quote, "Could any picture sum up our new men's rights movement better? The smirk of a male who knows he's protected by a misogynist sporting establishment, enjoying the distress of a woman he's just punched in the head and whose life ambition he's just shattered." Now, I agree with her on the points, right, about what the policies should be in place and the fact that men should be competing against women. So we agree on that fundamental point. But the problem with Rowling's attempt to blame this on the men's rights movement, whatever that is that, first of all, there is no men's rights movement, at least not one with any degree of power right now. Okay, it's like anyone who identifies themselves as a men's rights activist, these are people who have no power whatsoever in society. And there certainly isn't a men's rights movement that's pushing trans ideology. Okay, in fact, if you find anyone who would identify themselves with men's rights, you could pretty much guarantee that that is not someone who supports trans ideology. Instead, what we saw in Paris this week is a natural consequence, not of men's rights or the patriarchy. It's a natural consequence of the ideology that feminists have been pushing for decades. It was feminists who argued that sex differences are mostly social constructs that are exploited by patriarchal oppressors. Feminists are the ones who laid the groundwork for the idea that there's no job a man can do that a woman can't do better. Okay? They came up with that. Men and women are equal. They can do the same things. Gender is a social construct. That came from feminism. And once you believe that lie, then you get this. You get women in a boxing ring with men getting violently assaulted. And it's precisely because of feminists that this insanity will continue. By refusing to identify the problem and how we got here, they're making it impossible to solve it. J.K. Rowling has said a lot of things on this issue that I agree with. She's done a lot of good on this issue. But she can't help but pivot it every time back to patriarchy and, you know, this is all a plot by men. Even though, by the way, it's mostly women, actually, who support gender ideology. And the polls will show you that every time, in this country especially. And so these, even the feminists who oppose it now, they are not willing to look at their own ideology, which is feminism, to see that's where this stuff is grounded in. In fact, they share the same. If it didn't come from feminism, they're on the same tree. Okay, they share the same roots. Now, this Algerian male is scheduled to fight Hungary's first Olympic women's boxer, Anna Luka Hamori, on Saturday. And what's her reaction? Well, she said, quote, "I don't care about the press story and social media. If she or he is a man, it'll be a bigger victory for me if I win." Now, again, this is stock feminist rhetoric. Sounds great on posters. Sounds great, you know, in the classroom. But when you're getting punched in the face, suddenly none of that rhetoric matters. All that matters is reality. And right now, a lot of people are choosing to ignore reality. They're choosing to ignore what we all just saw. Even after what happened at the fight on Thursday, BBC's boxing commentator Steve Bunce suggested that Karini wasn't actually hit all that severely. Listen.
BBC Radio 5 Live's boxing commentator Steve Bunce was there. And Steve, this seems extraordinary. Can you talk us through what happened?
I'd like to. I have no idea what happened. I was watching a fight for 46 seconds, a fight that people have been talking about and writing about and pontificating about for about 10 days. And 46 seconds after it started, it finished. There was half a blow, then there was a right hand, and Angela Karina turned around, said something to her cornermen. They got up on the apron. Khalif stood in the middle of the ring. There was confusion, and then the referee waved it off. She quit after being hit with one solid right-hand punch.
Right. And there were some reports that Angela Carini's nose might have been broken. Can we substantiate that?
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I have been at ringside for nearly 40 years, and I've seen damaged, hurt, injured boxers. I've seen boxers, male and female, in tears on their knees, absolutely bamboozled. I've seen them up close, and I saw... that this fighter, Karini, up close. I was 5 feet from her 6 minutes after the fight. Her nose wasn't broken. Her nose wasn't bleeding.
Well, she didn't have a mark on her, he says. Everyone's just pontificating. That's the BBC's boxing expert. And, of course, you know, these are not people who care about the safety of women. They're mocking women even after they take the worst hit of their lives to the face from an opponent who's clearly a male in a women's competition. And this appears to be the prevailing attitude. Right now, there are no indications that the IOC is going to take any additional steps to protect the women in these competitions. There's another male boxer, Lin Yu of Taiwan, who's set to go up against a woman at another event. And I think that happened today. We seem to be at the point that it's going to take, a woman to die in one of these events for the powers that be to wake up to the fact that concepts like sex and chromosomes are real. And in fact, if something as horrible as that did happen, it's quite possible at this point that the expert class will pretend to be shocked by it. Who could have seen this coming? It's a tragedy, they'll say. But the thing about reality is that it's not political. It asserts itself whether we like it or not. And based on what's happening right now in Paris, we appear to be rapidly approaching the moment when reality asserts itself with tragic consequences. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Required to qualify.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. This is a report from the Daily Wire. Never before seen footage showing a Planned Parenthood employee appearing to discuss the sale of aborted babies' body parts was released Tuesday, years after now Vice President Kamala Harris seized the footage as Attorney General of California. The five-minute video shows a conversation between a person identified as Dr. Stacy DeLynn, Planned Parenthood New York City Medical Director for Abortion Services, and an undercover reporter with the Center for Medical Progress. During their conversation, DeLynn seems to acknowledge that Planned Parenthood would sell the livers of aborted babies. In one clip, DeLynn is told by a CMP investigator that she could pay you $1,000 up to $1,500 for a liver. Yeah, that's great, DeLynn responds. I think a financial incentive from you guys, like to the people we have to get this approved from, they'll be very happy about it. Harris's office confiscated footage in a 2016 raid on CMP President David DeLynn's California home. 2 weeks after meeting with Planned Parenthood officials and after the organization had specifically requested the computers used for the undercover videos to be seized. And now we're just now seeing this. So the Democrats obviously consider the abortion issue to be a major vulnerability for Republicans and for Trump specifically. But it's only a vulnerability if they aren't smart enough to play it right and steer the conversation in the right direction. Because the truth is that abortion should be the last thing that Kamala Harris, of all people, wants to talk about. She has a history of absolutely radical extremism on this issue. She has abused her power in blatantly corrupt ways in order to protect the abortion industry. You think she wants to talk about this? You think she wants to talk about Planned Parenthood selling the livers and internal organs of aborted babies? She doesn't want to talk about that, I can tell you that. Because the fact is that she used her position as Attorney General to cover up this crime. She prosecuted the journalists who exposed the crimes and then not only refused to prosecute anyone at Planned Parenthood, but in fact, at their behest, took the evidence of their crimes and concealed it. So this is major corruption. And it's all in the name of protecting butchers who were selling the body parts of dead babies. That is a thing that happened. It's a real thing. It's so horrifying and brutal that it sounds made up. And in fact, Planned Parenthood, for years, ever since this all came to light, that, and really even before that, in a weird way, they have almost, from a PR perspective, they've almost benefited from just how barbarically evil they are, because it's so evil that it sounds made up. Like, they're so over the top villainous that it doesn't even sound real. And so when you hear that, you think, oh, selling the body, they didn't do, come on. They didn't do that. But they did. There are hours of footage proving it beyond any reasonable doubt. We have the Planned Parenthood officials on camera working out monetary deals for body parts in explicit terms. So that's it. Like, there's no denying it. And Kamala Harris was very involved in covering that up. And I think that, so that this brings up two sort of issues that she doesn't really want to talk about. And one of them is the reality of what Planned Parenthood is and what they do. And the other is her attacks on journalists. I mean, now she pretends to be some defender of free speech, a defender of journalism. She legally pursued journalists and tried to put them in prison for doing journalism. That's a fact. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The
Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Tony and Audrey were married for over 20 years. Then they weren't. But when their paths once again collide as they attempt to figure out who gets what from their old cottage, old tensions flare up, not helped by the arrival of their devious daughter. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Moment of Weakness, an incredibly British comedy written by Donald Churchill, directed by Andrew Gibson. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and sponsored by Reading Cultural District, this station, and other pro-arts businesses.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Original Butcher. Original Butcher.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Fox News reports American reporter Evan Gershkovich and Marine veteran Paul Whelan were among four former prisoners released from Russia yesterday who finally stepped foot on American soil again on Thursday night. A plane carrying the Americans freed by Russia during the large prisoner swap landed at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, greeted by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. And yes, Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, also Karmashiva were the three freed Americans, as well as American green card holder Vladimir Kara Mirza. Those were the people freed. And it's great that Americans are coming home. Something to celebrate. Will I give Biden credit for it? Not really. No. He could have brought Paul Whelan home a year and a half ago, but chose Brittany Griner instead. So hard to give him a lot of credit for that. And they're doing it now, timing it for the election. Obviously not a coincidence. So it's a good outcome, but I don't give you credit for leaving the guy in jail for an additional 18 months and then timing it for the election. Hard to give you credit for that. But yesterday was a significant moment for another reason, aside from these Americans finally being released. It's also a moment when Kamala Harris, for the first time since executing her coup and stealing the nomination from Joe Biden, for the first time she spoke off script to reporters. And it wasn't very long. She didn't say much, but even in the little snippet that she gave us, she demonstrated why they don't let her speak off script right now. Watch.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
This is an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy. She just can't speak like a normal person. In fact, the way she speaks, you might say, is really an extraordinary testament to the importance of not babbling incoherently. And it demonstrates the strength that rests in the significance of not babbling incoherently. I think her problem is, first of all, she speaks in cliches, which, by the way, is one of the most reliable hallmarks of middling intelligence. This is really kind of the definition of a midwit, is someone who speaks in cliches. You can listen to someone speak and you don't even need an IQ test. If it's just if it's a parade of cliches, then you already know that this is someone whose IQ is certainly not on is not in the upper range, let's say. And she also, and this is another midwit thing, she also feels this compulsive need to make her sentences longer than they need to be. Because she could have just said, this is an extraordinary testament to the power of diplomacy. That's all you needed to say. That's like 10 words. 10 words in and out. But she said that in 30 words. So she uses about 3 words for every 1 word that she needs to use. There's a 3-to-1 babbling ratio here that she's using. And I've noticed something else about Kamala, and pay attention. The next time she speaks off script, which probably won't be until after the election at this point, most likely, but there's this very interesting thing where, and you can see it, where she'll kind of give her thought about something. She'll say what she wants, and she'll say it in a sentence, a wordy sentence, but still a relatively clear, like, sentence. And then she's done saying her thought. She's conveyed what she wants to convey. But she keeps going. So she always adds a second sentence, even though she said everything with the first one. And then she'll realize about halfway through the second sentence that it's actually just she's repeating what she said the first time. And you can see in her face as she realizes that she's repeating herself, and she starts searching frantically in her mind while she's talking for other words to use so it doesn't sound so redundant, but her vocabulary is pretty limited, so she can't think of any of the words, so she just ends up saying the same words again. It's pretty funny, and this again is why they keep her on prompter as much as possible, and it does matter. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Do these 3 words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
You know, it might seem like it doesn't matter that much. This is the kind of thing that doesn't really matter, but it does matter because it's so clumsy and cringy that it destroys the branding that they're trying to do with her. Kamala's whole campaign right now is just vibes. It is a vibes-based campaign. But the problem is that if you live by the vibes, you die by the vibes, right? To paraphrase the Gospels. Live by the vibes and die by them. So when it's all vibes, but then when she speaks off script, the vibes are terrible. They're just terrible, awful vibes. The only way to maintain the vibes is to keep her away from cameras as much as possible, have her only on script, and let the media generate the Kamala vibes that have almost nothing to do with Kamala herself. Now, I will say not every attempt to generate vibes on her behalf has been successful either in recent days. So, for example, let me show you this is a real tweet sent out by the Democrat Twitter account. It's the Twitter account for the X account for the Democrat Party. And let's put that up on the screen, can we? All right. It says, Republican praise for Kamala Harris. We obviously disagreed, but she's personable. That's from Senator James Lankford. Lindsey Graham said, I always found her pleasant to deal with. Mitt Romney, very personable and knowledgeable. Mike Rounds says, we work together well. We still say hello to each other. And Marco Rubio, I don't remember any problems with her on the committee. Those are the quotes that they give us. Now, so think about this for a moment. They scoured through like years of commentary on Kamala Harris to find the absolute highest praise ever offered to her by the opposition. And I don't remember any problems with her made the cut. Okay. We say hello to each other, made the top five list of nicest things she's ever, of the top five praise for Kamala Harris is we say hello to each other. Critics are raving about Kamala Harris. She's fine, I guess. Meh. I don't hate her that much. Yeah, she's a, you know, she's a person who exists. One thing about that Kamala is she exists. She's a person. There's no doubt about it. Of all the people who've existed, she's as good at existing as anyone else who's ever existed, if not better. Not a lot of great vibes on that one either. So Kamala Harris has a lot going for her, and none of it has anything to do with her personally, but just with the corporate media and Hollywood and entertainment industry, invested in propping her up and all of that. But they can still screw it up. They can screw this thing up. So take heart in that at least. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief, because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sponsored by Calcium Oxalate Labs, Inc.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Original Butcher.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Our daily cancellation today begins with a positive story for a change. Here's the news out of Michigan, reading from an outlet called the Midwesterner. At East Jackson High School, engagement is up and drama is down exponentially after school officials last year banned cell phones in class, according to Principal Joel Cook. Quote, when you take away the compulsion to address Snapchat and TikTok, kids find themselves having to concentrate, participate in some of these debates in the classroom, he told M Live. Students, staff, and parents have appreciated it. The district's PowerSchool data center shows that since school officials required students to stash their phones in their lockers during class, beginning last school year, behavioral referrals have declined by 40%. I don't think people fully understand the amount of behavioral issues that began with a Snapchat, Cook said. If you take that out of the classroom, a lot of the drama goes away. Cook told WSYM he initially expected the phone battle ban to result in a battle, but found that that wasn't the case. Honestly, kids were relieved, he said. Most parents were relieved. Well, this is very good. They banned cell phones in school and immediately started reaping the benefits. Because of course they did. There is only upside to banning cell phones in school. It can only have a positive impact on the learning environment and the well-being of the kids. So this is not a case of weighing the pros and cons, making a trade-off. It's not like, oh yeah, you can ban phones in school, but then this is going to happen. There's no trade-off. Having phones in school is only bad. Therefore, getting rid of them can only be good. Which is why when I read a story like this, even though I'm quite happy that this improvement was made, I can't help but wonder, why are you just doing this now? The iPhone was first released 17 years ago. Smartphones have been ubiquitous for well over a decade. Many of the kids entering their senior year of high school right now have had phones since elementary school. Phones have already ruined the educational experience of an entire generation of kids, and we're just getting around to banning them now? Well, better late than never, you might say. But as you read on, you discover that this school with its cell phone ban 17 years late is still ahead of the curve somehow. Reading on, quote, the move to ban phones at the high school followed a 2-year trial at East Jackson Middle School that served as a litmus test. And Jackson officials are now encouraging other schools and districts to consider the same. Michigan's Tomlinson Middle School, Melvindale High School, McDonald Middle School, and others have had similar successes with improving student behavior and academics by banning phones. Echoing research from Central Michigan University, the New York Institute of Technology, and California State University that correlated increased learning, better comprehension, lower anxiety, and more mindfulness with a decline in smartphone use. Those studies, along with trial runs in schools across the country, have convinced lawmakers in some states to consider or implement statewide cell phone bans as a means to improve student learning and reduce behavioral problems that have increased in many places since the pandemic. Through mid-June, only Indiana, Florida, and Ohio have banned cell phones statewide in schools, while lawmakers in New York, Oklahoma, and Missouri are considering the same. But in Michigan, legislators remain hostile to the idea. So there are 50 states in this country. Smartphones have existed for 17 years. In 17 years, across 50 states, only 3 of them have gotten around to banning these devices from the classroom. And these bans are new. In fact, if you Google it right now, you'll find a whole slate of articles, just like this one from Midwesterner, reporting on schools in various states who will be trying trying something new this coming school year by actually forbidding students from using their phones during school hours. Meanwhile, CNN reported back in late June, quote, adding to a growing list of school districts banning cell phones, the nation's largest district could be moving to do the same as early as January. Phone usage during the school day has not only become a distraction, but an addiction, David Banks, the chancellor of New York City Public Schools, said during an on-camera interview with WNYW. Quote, we recognize the problem and that it's a major issue, Banks said. The chancellor said he expects a formal announcement to be made as soon as he fine-tunes how to implement a plan that would impact more than a million students across nearly 2,000 public schools in the city. Wednesday's the last day of the school year for the before the summer break. New York's decision comes on the heels of Los Angeles Unified School District moving to ban cell phones in schools just last week. Okay, so New York City public schools might ban smartphones from the classroom starting in January. Los Angeles just started to implement a ban this past June. Other school districts across the country have just gotten around to it. Three states just passed bans. But smartphones are still permitted in schools during school hours in 47 states and countless schools across the country. Now, I know you might say that any progress is good and I should be happy with these steps forward, even if they're very small steps and very slow and a decade and a half late. But we should really expect more from the people in charge of educating 50 million American children. Like, it's crazy that this is, the fact that cell phones are not banned in every school in the country with no exception is insane. Do you understand how insane that is? These little distraction boxes hit the market 17 years ago. The sole function of the distraction box, especially when used by children, is to distract them. Kids are given the distraction boxes and they proceed to spend most of their day staring into them, distracted. For kids, the distraction boxes have literally no other point. They have no utility except to distract. Any legitimate use outside of that, say making a phone call, can be achieved by regular phones. All of the additional stuff, all of the stuff that, you know, makes a smartphone, serves for children the single, sole, solitary purpose of distracting them. And yet, the people who run our schools have spent 17 years pondering over these distraction boxes. They've argued amongst themselves, should we allow kids distraction boxes in school? Say, have you noticed that kids are extremely distracted all the time? Do you think it could be because of the distraction boxes that they all carry around in their pockets and stare at for 18 hours a day? Maybe that has something to do with the fact that, you know, they're very distracted all the time. Could it have something to do with that? And they ponder over this and they still can't figure it out somehow. The geniuses in charge of our schools have spent all this time deliberating on the question for nearly two decades, and only now have some of them concluded that, yes, perhaps the distraction boxes are causing distractions, and still somehow many districts in 47 states have yet to arrive at that conclusion. They need to think about it more. But, you know, this is not all the fault of the schools, of course. The primary culprits, as always, are the parents who have paid exorbitant sums to purchase distraction boxes for their children. The parents who pay a monthly fee to Verizon or T-Mobile to make sure that their kids can continue to be distracted. I mean, think about that for a second. You're paying a monthly bill. It's not even just like a one-time dumb purchase. Every month you're paying another bill. Hey, honey, did you pay the distraction bill for our kids to make sure they're always distracted all the time? Did you pay that? Make sure to pay it. We got to make sure they're always distracted. Make sure it's paid. We don't want to get the service shut off. Oh, we don't want to, our kid might go a day without being distracted. We don't want that. We can't have that. These parents who go out of their way to furnish their children with distractions. And then when their kids end up being distracted, what do? They immediately put their kids on medication rather than simply taking away the distraction box. And this is all very unfortunate because the key to giving your child not just a better education, but a better and healthier and more joyful childhood, a better life in general, is so simple. Okay, this is not the only thing that will make it happen, but it starts with take away the distraction box, take away the phone. Let me just close with this thought. We just spent the last month at a lake house up in the mountains. And now, as you know, our kids don't have phones at all. We don't do phones with our kids. But for the last month, they also haven't had TV. because the house that we were staying in, the house actually had TVs. It had like a lot of TVs, but none of them worked reliably. So our kids spent the better part of a month with no phones, because they never have phones, no tablets, and no TVs. No screen-based entertainment of any kind. They complained about the lack of a working TV for the first few days. They did. But then they stopped complaining, and they found other ways to entertain themselves. They played out in the woods. They swam in the lake. They played card games. They built forts. They, you know, played dodgeball and so on and so on. They were lively and active and engaged. They didn't miss the screens. The screens would not have improved their experience at all. There was never a moment, not one moment, when either we as the parents or they as the children thought, you know what would make this even better for them? A screen that they can stare at silently. Now, I'm not suggesting that we should get rid of all of our screens. I'm not saying that a kid should never watch TV. At our house, we do have TV. Our kids do watch it. And I realize that it's easier to keep kids entertained when you're on vacation. It's the summertime. You're at a lake. Like, I get all that. I'm a realist. My point is simply that the screens really do not enhance a child's life. And the benefits of limiting the screen time, the benefits of removing the screens to whatever extent possible, are immense. Because no parent is going to look back on a child's life once they reach adulthood and lament that he didn't spend more time staring at a screen. No parent will think that. But many, many, many parents will deeply mourn and are already deeply mourning childhoods squandered and sometimes destroyed by the obsessive, oppressive reliance on and presence of screens. And this is doubly true in schools. Some schools are finally starting to realize that, however belatedly, but the ones that still somehow haven't gotten with the program are today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A new poll shows few Americans trust the Secret Service after a gunman nearly killed former President Trump.
Most Americans have doubts about the Secret Service's ability to keep presidential candidates safe after last month's attempt on former President Donald Trump's life. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Only around 3 in 10 Americans are extremely or very confident that the Secret Service can keep the presidential candidates safe from violence before the election. The survey also found that about 7 in 10 Americans think the Secret Service bears at least a moderate amount of responsibility for the assassination attempt. I'm Norman Hall.
One of the Texas 10 most wanted criminal illegal immigrants has been caught. U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force arrested 25-year-old Fabian Martinez in Round Rock Wednesday. He's charged with aggravated sexual assault of a child and possession of a controlled substance. The Department of Homeland Security says Martinez was convicted of entering the country illegally in 2018 and was deported. The sexual assault charge is out of Travis County for an alleged attack earlier this year. It was a big sell-off day on Wall Street as indexes plunged due to a weaker-than-expected jobs report and the retreat of tech stocks. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says sell-offs are part of the flow of the financial markets.
It was likely that a sell-off was going to occur in the stock market anyway, but this now seems to be adding, let's say, some reason to that sell-off, where we had been chalking up all kinds of, you know, daily records in the major averages, and now there's some more urgency attached to the slowdown.
Intel helped lead the market lower after reporting weaker-than-expected profits and suspending its dividend. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
What does it take for organizations to triumph? It takes trust. But trust is getting harder and harder to gain, which is why over 2,700 organizations display the ECFA seal. The ECFA seal gives your organization the third-party credibility that people are literally looking for. And in turn, an estimated 14 million givers support ECFA-accredited organizations. Let us help you maintain a trusted reputation as you reach the world for Christ. Visit ecfa.org/triumph to learn more.
Turkey's blocked access to the social media platform Instagram, giving no reason for the move.
Turkey's social media users have been unable to access Instagram since the early hours of Friday. A social media post by Turkey's presidential communications director, Fahrettin Altun, has been cited as a possible reason for the ban. Altun claimed that Instagram removed condolence messages for İsmail Haniyeh, the former Hamas political leader who was assassinated in Tehran on Wednesday. The platform's parent company, Meta, is yet to comment on the issue. Turkey has previously banned other social media platforms, including YouTube and Twitter, now known as X.
The largest active wildfire in the U.S. has now burned over 399,000 acres in Northern California. So far, the Park Fire is 24% contained. Cal Fire officials are expecting mountain thunderstorms and triple-digit heat for the weekend, and they say that could hinder firefighting efforts. News and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. health regulators approve a blood test for colon cancer, offering a new way of screening for a leading cause of cancer deaths.
Medical manufacturer Guardant says the Food and Drug Administration approved its Shield test for screening adults 45 and older. The approval is expected to increase insurance coverage of the test, which is already available, for nearly $900. The test looks for DNA fragments shed by tumor cells in precancerous growths.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In a study published in March, the test caught 83% of the cancers, but very few of the precancerous growths that are found by colonoscopies, the gold standard for colon cancer screening. Attorneys for an illegal immigrant accused of killing a nursing student whose body was found on the University of Georgia campus are asking a judge to move the case out of the county. They say that their client will not find an impartial jury there. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Thank you.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I would not have been able to wait for the photo op between the president and the vice president in each one of them, because they did it one at a time. They didn't just open the doors to the plane and let them run out and rush to their families. No, they were released one at a time, and then they had their moment with the president, the vice president, the photo ops, the video ops. You're going to be seeing in campaign appearances going forward, and that's what politicians do. And then finally they got to go to their families. And that's where the real emotion happened. That's where the real tears started coming down. And any family that has a loved one who's being held overseas. You know, we still have 5 Americans being held, reportedly still alive, in the custody of Hamas. And let's hope that gets resolved. But the question is, everybody asks, at what cost? What did we give up? What did we surrender? And I know in the past we have talked about the fact that Donald Trump said he would never negotiate with people like this. He would never allow terrorists to use Americans as a bargaining chip. And that's why two of the three that we returned were returned yesterday. They were taken under Joe Biden. Under Joe Biden. Donald Trump got almost 60 people out. He didn't get one of the three yesterday out. He did. And there's still another American, a teacher from the Philadelphia area, a teacher from Pennsylvania, who is still remaining in Russian custody for the same crime that Brittany Griner committed, the WNBA player. And that gentleman and his family are hoping that he would get the same treatment that Brittany Griner got in terms of urgency. But he doesn't check enough boxes. He's not a member of the LGBT community and not a person of color, not somebody who plays in a women's basketball league. And Brittany Griner, who's currently representing the American female basketball team at the Olympics, was asked about it yesterday. She basically dodged it. But you would hope that the Fogle family gets the same kind of attention as Brittany Griner got. I believe he's been held in captivity longer than she has. He had a prescribed amount of marijuana. Illegal in Russia, yes, I get it. But it wasn't like he was taking it for recreational purposes. So I'm glad our Americans are home. And as we anticipated yesterday, as we talked about it yesterday, it was going to be used for photo ops, for campaign pictures, and that's what happens. That's exactly what happens. But there were moments yesterday before the folks got here when Joe Biden talked about it. There were moments at the microphone where our president seemed to once again want to make this about himself.
And having lost family, not a different way, not knowing what's happening, the circumstance of their accident, help, it matters.
Mr. President,
he really didn't answer any questions, but he did say, you know, having lost family in a different way. Nobody died in this situation, Mr. President. We managed to get some people home because we finally gave up enough of our bargaining chips to get Vladimir Putin to move. Now, Putin wanted that murderer home, and so Joe Biden had to convince the German leader to set him free. And that's what happened. It took a while. This had apparently been in the works for quite some time. Quite some time. And it finally came home, finally came through, and it's done now. Now, the mainstream media has been focused on this for the last 48 hours, as they should be. The news cycle is very short. How long will we continue down this path? Well, there's going to be some analysis of it, see exactly what we gave up and what we got. Well, we got Americans home, and you can't put a price on that. But there also were some moments yesterday that are worth bringing up, some moments that are worth replaying and sharing with you, some moments that you have to scratch your head and say, hold on a second. Hold on just one second. Did Joe Biden really say that on the tarmac last night? When it was past his bedtime? Yes. Yes, he did say that. He did say that, and we'll get to that as well. Before we got the plane here, back here in America, before the plane arrived home, Joe Biden was asked about Donald Trump and hostages, and as I mentioned earlier, he did have a comment on that.
President Trump has said repeatedly that he could have gotten the hostages out without giving anything in exchange. What do you say to that? What do you say to President Trump now, the former president?
Why do you need to do it as president?
Sir, what is
your
question?
Well, he did get 59 returned without giving anything up. One of the three was taken under Donald Trump's presidency, two out of three under Joe's. But then I want to go back to the tarmac. I talked about how I watched this last night, and it was very emotional. I don't see how any American could not have been emotional seeing those Americans return. And you got to give Evan Gershkovich props, the Wall Street Journal reporter, props for being just a – I think the technical journalistic term is a badass. I think we can use that. It's a legal term to describe what he did on their form that they sign. When they leave, there is a comment section at the bottom, and usually most of the people just sign the form and go on. Gershkovich put a request in the comment section to interview Vladimir Putin before he left as a journalist. Of course, that didn't happen. But that's a pretty good deal. That's a pretty good moment for that guy. We also had, as I mentioned, Joe Biden on the tarmac before everything went down. Some people were asking him questions, and somebody asked Joe about stepping aside, and he said this really curious thing, and I just want to go into this. This is something that is, well, it needs a follow-up question from the media. The mainstream media won't do it, but it should get one.
Yeah, I'm still already, you're stuck with me as president for a while, kid. There's no way out, okay? You got me for at least another 100 or 90 days or something.
So Joe Biden said to a person in the crowd waiting, you're stuck with me. Well, yeah, we do kind of feel that way, don't we? You're stuck with me for 100 days or at least about 90 days or so. Now, I'm looking at the calendar. We're 94 days and like 14 hours away from Election Day, unless you're in the states that vote starting in September. But we're 94 days. So is Joe thinking he's done on Election Day, or is he going to step aside before Election Day, or does he just not know? Maybe it's that he just doesn't know, because after everybody ran to the families, after the reunion of the families was happening on the tarmac, before they flew them to San Antonio, after that happened, Joe wandered away from the group. And there's no audio on this. The video's out there on Twitter X. I posted it on Twitter X this morning. You should see it. Joe wandered away from the group on the tarmac, and he walked over to the plane that they just got off of and got on the plane. He walked up the short steps. I'm wondering if he thought it was Air Force One. And he was going up the short steps on Air Force One, thought he maybe he was going somewhere. He disappeared onto the plane for a couple of minutes. And then when he came out, eventually, nobody really said anything about it. The news media had long cut away from this. But there is unedited, uncut footage of Joe Biden suddenly turning, walking away from the group, getting on the plane, and disappearing. Now, it could be a number of things. Maybe he had to go. You know, it was late at night. He's an older man. There are bathrooms on planes. Or maybe he just got lost. Again, it could have been he saw the short steps and thought, oh, my plane is here. I need to go somewhere. Even though there was nobody standing at the foot of the steps waiting to salute him. No Marine waiting to salute him. I just wonder if anyone will ask that question. Maybe KJP will get asked that question today at the press conference. If it happens, she's not going to give us an answer. She had some interesting answers yesterday. We have to follow up on a few things today. There is unemployment news out today. We'll get to that. It's a little disturbing. It appears that there is some real danger ahead in the American economy, some loud sirens going off, warnings about our economy. And we told you that was coming. Donald Trump was on with Maria Bartiromo. We'll play you some of the highlights from that. There is an update on the situation from the Olympics and trans boxers that have been allowed to compete against women and the uproar, justifiable uproar against allowing men to beat up women to win medals. We'll get to that. And a couple other surprises. We have some crazy surprises. Again, it's a Friday, so we're pulling out the fun stuff. Oh, yeah, J.D. Vance at the border yesterday. I think he did a really good job. I think he's starting to show some of the real reasons why Donald Trump chose him as his running mate. And there may be some news about Kamala's running mate. All of that, big updates, and you're welcome to join us always. 888-630-9625 is the number, 888-630-9625. It's Opelka in for Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I'm Steven Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America or text America to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
You can host the best backyard barbecue
when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Summer congestion got you down. Whether it's allergies or a summer cold, being congested can ruin your whole day. You feel tired and run down, like you're missing out on summer fun. At Navage, we're here to make breathing easy, easier. Navage uses patented gentle suction technology to help clear out allergens, dust, and mucus without drugs. In just 30 seconds, you'll be on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code COMBO, or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code COMBO.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text COMBO to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Celebrate over 100 years of America's original butcher and save 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Plus, this special offer, get an extra $30 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code SIZZLE at checkout. For five generations, Omaha Steaks has brought endless flavor, variety, and value on premium proteins sure to satisfy. But hurry, this offer won't last. That's omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
And welcome to it, the Chris Plant Show. Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant once again, and trying to keep up on everything. It is like news whack-a-mole today. Stories are popping up everywhere, and maybe it's because I stayed up late watching the arrival of our Americans released from Russian captivity, the hostages. We have to call them hostages, political prisoners, if you will. And the swap happened after months of negotiation, apparently. Alexei Navalny, the guy who died, was part of the negotiations, and that's apparently why this was delayed. So we'll follow up on that. Details are unfolding, and the three Americans were sent to San Antonio for medical evaluation, which I just wonder about. You're in Washington, D.C. We have a hospital there that's so good, the presidents go there. You have Walter Reed right there. Some of the best doctors in the world are there. You have New York City not far away, where the medical centers are a legend. You have Minnesota, where you have legendary medical facilities. You have the Cleveland Clinic in the aforementioned city of Cleveland. You have great hospitals in Houston. There are myriad hospitals that are world famous. We sent them to San Antonio. Is it because they're being debriefed militarily? Maybe. But then I also ask, don't we have serious military assets in Washington, D.C.? I know Chris Plant was assigned to work at the Pentagon for years when he was at CNN. Just throwing that out there. I'd like to know. Maybe somebody will ask that question in the press briefing today. A couple of other breaking news headlines. MSNBC's viewers are now older than Fox News. You know the way the left likes to say, oh, Fox has all the old people watching. MSNBC's median age is now 70. And Fox News is 69, so neener, neener, neener. And CNN is 67. They're all about the same age, I guess. But MSNBC has all the old people watching. Be careful, Michael. You'll get there yourself. Let's grab one quick call here. One quick call before we wrap up this first half hour. Curry in Georgia. Hello, Curry. You want to make a quick comment here?
Yes. Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me. You know, I do not believe at all that men should participate in women's sports. I don't care who they are. They should not do it. But I was doing some investigating, and I came across something called the Swire syndrome. That's S-W-Y-E-R syndrome, where a natural-born female can have the XY chromosomes. And I'm just wondering, is this what's happening with the female boxer?
I don't think so. Well, we'll dive into it. They'll sort it out. All I know is what the Italian boxer said. She's never been hit that hard before in her life. And so many other male boxers have stood up for her. We'll keep an eye on this. But thank you, Curry. Interesting question. Opelka, in for Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
And you will be told that that is the greatest unemployment rate on the planet, that the rest of the world is jealous of our unemployment rate. Well, that's always been the case. We should be, as the economic leaders of the planet, the capitalists who show the rest of the world how it's done, we should be the envy of the rest of the world. But the reality is there are problems in the economy. Yesterday, there was a report from Intel. They make computer chips that they are going to lay off 15,000 people. They're going to eliminate 15,000 jobs. That's a big stinking number. When you pull 15,000 jobs out of a company, they expect to save $10 billion by doing that. That is a monster number. Now, the real problem with the economy, which is kind of hidden in the numbers, is who's getting jobs and who's losing jobs. Now, the construction industry got 25,000 jobs last month. The healthcare industry got 55,000 jobs, 14,000 jobs in transportation, warehousing. But the real issue is who's getting the jobs. There is a number over the last year. And this is from Heritage Foundation's E.J. Antoni, who is a great economist. Over the last year, native-born Americans have lost 1.2 million jobs. Native-born Americans lost 1.2 million jobs. And foreign-born employment has increased by 1.3 million jobs. We are seeing a great swap-out of American workers. And it is not, the pie is not growing for everyone. Just in the last year, 1.2 native-born Americans have lost jobs and 1.3 foreign-born men and women have gotten jobs. That's a huge problem. This was a big miss on the payrolls. And they also revised the previous month's downward. Employment remains below 600,000 below its November of 2023 level. This is a sign, as E.J. Antoni says, of significant weakness in the labor market. And add to that the fact that our debt is now crossed the $35 trillion mark. $35 trillion we borrowed, I think it was $62 billion last week to pay off the debt. And I will go back to this because I think this should be a big stinking deal for Donald Trump on the campaign trail. I think this should be a huge discussion of what's happening with our debt and our deficits. We are taking 70% of every dollar that you and I send in for taxes just to pay the interest on that $35 trillion. 70% of the money we send to the government, they have to use to pay interest on all of this debt we have. It's not sustainable. And for Donald Trump to turn it around, it's going to take some very, very powerful action. And we have to stop spending. That's a little economics rant. But I was just looking to those numbers. They just crossed. And Wall Street's going to react, no doubt. There will be another shudder through the markets today because we saw it yesterday. There was a big dip in the markets yesterday, a pretty broad sell-off yesterday. I think it was close to 500 today. It's already down 472 points at the start. This is not a good sign. And the tech sector, which had been holding everybody up, has also been on the slide. Very disturbing. Meanwhile, practicing President Kamala Harris is everywhere Joe Biden will be seen in an official act. You will see Kamala Harris there. And if you will pay attention to what's going on, when there are photo ops, they are giving Kamala the opportunity to be the only leader in the picture. Yesterday on the tarmac, we saw it. Yesterday, Kamala Harris got the opportunity to hug and shake hands with each individual who was released back home after being political prisoners. And this will show up in campaign ads. It's politics. I know everybody's saying, Mike, you're just picking on. No, it is politics. I get it. I get it. I get it. I understand it. But you just need to make sure you're clear on this. But I also want to make sure we tell you that Kamala Harris sees herself as the president now. She was on the tarmac yesterday. This was the first time we actually heard her go off script without a teleprompter. This was Kamala Harris yesterday, and she didn't disappoint. She gave us a little bit of a word salad about this historic release of Americans.
This is an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
Yeah, so the commander, obvious, once again, there. And now she was coming from the funeral of Sheila Jackson Lee yesterday in Houston, where she was delivering part of the eulogy. One of the gaggle of Democrats that were there honoring the life of Sheila Jackson Lee. And she took the opportunity to let us know that she sees herself as president of the United States. She is practicing president right now. I really believe that she is the practicing president. And that's what it should say, not vice president anymore. When we get her seal that goes up on the podium, it should say practicing president. Here's Kamala kind of letting the cat out of the bag.
As a United States Senator, I was proud to co-sponsor, and then as Vice President, it was my honor, with the President.
Yeah, it was my honor as Vice President. Yeah, she really does see herself in that role right now. And she probably is. After all, we saw Joe wander onto the plane yesterday, disappear for a couple of minutes. He talked about being around for 90 or so days when he still has pretty much almost 6 months left to keep doing the job. It's going to be interesting. And I go back to what we said earlier this week. Should Joe step aside, she becomes the 47th president, and it screws up all of Trump's merchandising, which I don't think they'd have a problem doing that. The Democrats would relish that opportunity. Let me grab a call here. Tommy is in Macon, Georgia. Macon's awake today. That's nice to hear. Macon, Georgia, welcome. Hello, Tommy.
Well, listen, it's not the item of du jour, but I wanted to remind all of America that when Kamala Harris swore in as vice president, she put a thin tablet on top of the Bible to take her oath of office. Now, that is the evil that we're up against.
She put. I barely heard you there, Tommy. She put a thin what?
She put a thin little tablet up on top of the Bible so that she did not have to put her hand on the Bible to swear in as vice president. The picture is available.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up. I get what you're trying to say here, and I wonder. Now, she does have a pastor that is now being put into the spotlight along the lines of what was done with Jeremiah Wright when Barack Obama was running, and there were questions about Jeremiah Wright, and now we're getting questions about Kamala's pastor. She doesn't seem to be somebody we see regularly in church unless she's doing it for political purposes. Let me ask you this, Tommy, because Thomas Jefferson had a Koran himself. Any thoughts on the former president Thomas Jefferson having a Koran in his possession?
Well, he didn't swear in on it, though, did he?
I don't believe so. I'm going to have to look that one up too.
But she put that little thin tablet, very, very thin. She slipped it on top of the Bible to take her oath of office as vice president. That's the evil that we're up against. You can find that very easily, Michael. And we appreciate you filling in for Chris.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you and all the great people of Georgia. Thank you, sir. Let's check in Reston, Virginia. The place that scared the daylights out of me when I read the book The Hot Zone years ago. Mark is in Reston, Virginia. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike. Thanks. Yeah, The Hot Zone. I think I recall that with the monkeys and
the Reston Monkey House was. Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
And that was a true story.
That
scared the tar out of me.
Well, that one didn't scare the tar me as much as the snipers did, you know, when they were rolling around the D.C. area. But anyway, thank you for bringing up the most important subject to our country, and that is the debt. And Trump or anybody, even if it's Kamala, not that they'll do anything, but Trump, if he's elected, it needs to be addressed. It is the 800-pound gorilla we've been talking about how many decades now, and now it's come to fruition. Here you are in this death spiral, right, where your interest rates go up and the payments on the debt are getting completely out of control. And, you know, you got to cut back spending. Maybe you have to increase taxes as well. Somehow you need to reduce spending and, you know, increase money to the government so that they can start paying off all of that debt. So any candidate for the presidency who is worth a lick needs to understand that this is the biggest subject. This is the biggest threat to our country.
Well, the fact that we have said for decades, and you nailed it, we have said for decades, oh, we're just going to kick that can down the road and keep printing money, and now here we are at a point where this is truly unsustainable, that something has to give, that we have to stop wasting money, and people like Rand Paul regularly put out his book of government waste, fraud, and abuse, and that needs to be addressed. We're just not doing it. And I know that we take in enough money. We don't have a revenue problem. We have an expenditure problem. And if you're going to add 12, 15, how many million people to this country in the form of the illegal immigrants and provide them with services, that debt is going to balloon pretty quickly, even bigger. And we have never addressed the reality of the 80-plus thousand missing children who are now probably going to show up in public schools this fall. And all of those cities are going to need government help to provide for second language teachers and provide meals for those 80,000 kids every day. And it may be more than 80,000 kids. Nobody's talking in real-world terms, Mark, and I appreciate you understanding it as well. The debt is the horrible creature that everyone's afraid to talk about. But if we don't, it's going to be a real big problem. Thank you for being there, Mark. Thank you, sir. I know, debt is boring, boring, boring. But just imagine if you had to pay the interest on your credit cards with 70% of what you earn. All right, we got to do an Olympics update. We'll check and see what's happening this morning. There are some updates out of Paris. We'll see where we stand in the medals count. any other controversies that are brewing out there. A lot of people looking at China going, how did that guy swim so fast? That's not possible. There are some good news stories as well. It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The financial world has changed. It's time to consider how you'll adapt. We just saw a seismic shift happen in the global financial world when Saudi Arabia declared it may exit the petrodollar system. For 75 years, the petrodollar agreement helped maintain the U.S. dollar status as the world's reserve currency. But that era may be over now for Saudi Arabia, and this change could have far-reaching effects for our economy. In times of major economic transition, investors look to diversify with tangible assets. Gold, with its history as a safe harbor, may become the go-to option for investors looking for growth potential. That's why I recommend calling Advantage Gold. Call 844-368-9797 for a 100% free 2024 gold and silver kit. Plus, mention this ad and you may qualify for a $1,300 bonus. 844-368-9797. That's 844-368-9797. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial or tax professional.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare, you get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Battling for years and years stuck in the endless cycle of minimum payments could take decades. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366. 800-832-2366.
Not available in all states.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Celebrate over 100 years of America's original butcher and save 50% off site-wide during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Plus, this special offer, get an extra $30 off at omahasteaks.com with promo code SIZZLE at checkout. For five generations, Omaha Steaks has brought endless flavor, variety, and value on premium proteins sure to satisfy. But hurry, this offer won't last. That's omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Children are placed in foster care through no fault of their own. Because of abuse or neglect, it's heartbreaking.
We were just left in a hotel.
Kay and his brothers were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. But more than 100,000 children in the U.S. are still waiting for a family.
Now that I'm adopted, I can focus on being a kid.
Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
It is the Chris Plant Show on a Friday. Mike Opelka in once again for my friend Chris Plant, who's on his vacation but will return next week. I just saw some bad news out of the Olympics for America, at least in our hopes of getting a medal in tennis. Our two remaining Americans in the competition for medals in tennis, Taylor Fritz and Tommy Paul, just lost like 10 minutes ago. They were in the doubles. They knocked out some of the emotional favorites yesterday, Andy Murray and his doubles partner, Dan Evans. But so we were on a path to get a medal. We were into the semifinal round of the Olympics. We make it one more, we're guaranteed a medal. Didn't happen. Darn it. Hoping. But we watched last night. My wife and I watched together last night. And I know that the games and the results happened hours earlier. I had successfully avoided all the news alerts on my phone. I had muted them all, so I didn't want to see what was going on with the women's gymnastics individual efforts. And then my wife walks in and goes, "Well, Simone Biles just won the gold medal." I went, "Well, thank you. I was trying to." Spoiler alert. Hello. It was great to see. We got silver and bronze in the women's individual gymnastics, and great to see that gold medal again around Simone Biles' neck. And we watched it just the same. And she got nervous just the same, which I thought was absolutely adorable. But it's hard to stay away from the Olympic news all day because it is constantly pounding your phone. But currently, if we look at the medal counts as they are happening as we speak, we have the most medals. We have 39 medals right now. But China has the most gold. And we've almost caught them. They have 12 gold medals. And they got a gold medal in 100-meter men's freestyle. And the Australian coach is screaming, say it's not humanly possible. I wonder if they drug test those guys. Maybe. At least that's what the Aussies are pushing for. Oh, we'll keep you posted on this. It's Opelka in for Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.